Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you back to Radio Biafra live transmission. This is our evening edition of our twice daily broadcast. We are in our studios here in London, and we are welcoming you all over the world by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our brave people, the indigenous people of Biafra in the far eastern part of the world. Those of you who are dedicated to the struggle to restore the lost glory of our land, we welcome each and every one of you. We ask you, please, as always, if you're joining us for the very first time, you must tell your friends about what we are doing. You must inform them. You are duty bound to do so. If other people will not cover what we are doing, we go ahead and do it ourselves. This very gospel must be preached the same way we are doing it from here, the same way we have done all across the world, the same way we are going to do again, the same way we did it from Biafra land. One thing is unmistakable. We are relentless in our pursuit. Relentless. Anybody stupid enough to doubt our resolve will go and ask those who has been with us for this struggle nearly 20 years ago. They will know that we don't turn. They will know that we are made up of steel. We don't change. We never ever compromise on our principles. Impossible. We don't do it. We are unforgiving. The same hatred and the same burning desire to destroy the zoo is how I feel towards anybody that thinks they can do anything to derail or to stop what we are doing. That person hasn't been born yet. We are about to show them, one after the other, that we are unstoppable. Before we came, there was none like us. Now that we are here, there are people mushrooming all over the place that want to be like us, but you can never be. And long after we are gone, you will pray that we live forever. Because we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This very struggle of the indigenous people of Biafra, piloted and overseen by the editorial board of Radio Biafra, without prevaricating, because we cannot contemplate retreat nor surrender. You don't know us. You are about to find out. When you go back, you will tell your families that you never knew that such people ever existed. People doubt our resolve. That is the worst mistake any fool can make, is to doubt our resolve and our tenacity. If you're out, you're out. There is no way back. None whatsoever. You can fluff around the corners for a while, and after that you disappear into the oblivion from whence you came. We are here to do the work of God. That work is what we must do until Biafra comes. Doubt us and you will see. We must welcome everybody joining us. Even those coming for the very first time, we ask you, as always, tell people to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to Google and type in TuneIn. That's all they need to do. Follow the instructions. Download TuneIn app. Search for Radio Biafra. That's all. You will receive us there live and direct, very crisp and very clear. We are coming to you live from London. The time here now is approximately 7 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. In the morning today, we brought you Radio Biafra. This evening, we are doing the same every blessed day, unless we are constrained by circumstance which we cannot control. Unless I am in an aeroplane flying to somewhere, will you not receive Radio Biafra? One thing is certain. We are about to teach our people how freedom fighting should be done. We have understood why they failed. For nearly 45, 48 years. We are about to do it right, the way it should be done. That is why everything we do comes with it. Instant result. You see what we are doing very, very clearly. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said to me, why do you bother? Why bother? If you claim that Igbo people are from the Jewish bloc, or some of them are, they will always behave like Judas. If Judas wasn't afraid to sell Yeshua out, how about you? Who are you? That it is in the blood of our people to sell out is in their nature. It's a natural being of theirs to sell out. He's there with them all the time. He's a demon you have to conquer before you can become a Biafran, or else you're just a mere Igbo person. Today we'll educate you. and fine-tune your understanding of what we are doing, because some of you do not know. You do not know. You don't have a clue. Some of you, your Igbo characteristics come to the fore. That is why you have failed for over 40 years to get Biafra. You couldn't have gotten it because you were not principled enough. You were not hard enough. You were not honorable enough. That is why we remain eternally grateful to Chukwu Abiama for finding us worthy to serve him through Biafra. Now you will know. We are in the second phase of our struggle. There will be no tolerance for dissension of any type whatsoever. I said it before. What I need is 100 men only. 100. That's what I said. 100 men only. And the zoo will burn. I don't need people with Igbo blood in them. Unreformed. No. Because the Igbo have never achieved anything. Go and check your history books. What have they done? Nothing. I need those people baptized in the fire of Biafra. Those that understand what it means to be a Biafran. Those that will go into battle with us to fight to restore our lost honor and glory. I don't need market women yapping from left to right. Instead of you to go out to fight for your country, you're busy yapping rubbish. No, we don't want those people. We need men of honor and steel. Those of them who we are born to liberate their country. These are the type of people we are looking for. That is why we march on. That is why we are relentless. That is why Biafra is going to come. That is why, unmistakably, you must continue to tell people that here on this platform, Radio Biafra, do we preach the gospel of the restoration of not partial or half, but the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in truth and in honesty. Most of you can't comprehend it. Some of you were not born with truth and honesty. You were not schooled in the art of understanding it. You sometimes wallow in self-importance. Here, it doesn't count at all. Here, we march on to go and get our country. And then after that, all the prima donnas can come out and begin to pluck or refresh their plumes. But for now, you buckle down and you serve your country. Don't think because your name has been heard 2 or 3 times on Radio Biafra that somehow you are very famous. You know you're not. Without Radio Biafra, you will go back to oblivion from whence you came. Here we are brutally honest and sincere and straightforward. I don't have time for backroom telephone conversations. We say it out in the open the way it is. Because we are setting the new foundation and template for the new Biafra to come. We studied history, most of us did. America does things in the open. Russia does things in private. Amongst the two, which one is greater as a country? Someday you will come to appreciate what it means to lay everything out in the open, that everybody may know where they stand. This is Radio Biafra, not any other radio station. Radio Biafra on TuneIn. Before you accepted into TuneIn, you must be a proper radio station. That is why we are formidable. I can assure you, we have bags upon bags and reservoir of energy and strength with which to pilot this very movement for as long as we live. People shouldn't underestimate us or doubt our resolve. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, our march is very simple. To go and get Biafra by whatever means necessary to destroy anything that will stand in our path towards our restoration. That is exactly what we are here to do. So that when it starts, you will not say we didn't tell you. We welcome you. Our telephone number today has reverted back to the original Radio Biafra studio line here in London. For those of you that still have it. The number is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. That is the number for Radio Biafra, our normal studio line, which was restored today. We've been away from the UK for very long. That is why it was restored today. That is the normal Radio Biafra line. Anytime we are in Britain, That is the number to call anytime, any day. That number has been restored today. You can also get us via Skype. Simply Radio Biafra, that's all. Radio Biafra, search for us on Skype and then add us to your contact list. We may not accept you, but if you call us, we shall definitely do our best to take your call. And as we are speaking to you about Radio Biafra and what we are doing, please also do so to your friends. Inform them. Let them know what is happening. Let them know that here we preach this gospel. Let them understand that we do not retreat and we don't surrender. Let them understand that we are uncompromising. We don't compromise. Never. If you're a traitor, you're out. No compromise whatsoever. What we need is 100 men, I assure you, to go into battle with us, and then Biafra is born. Nothing will be spared in our pursuit to get our freedom. Nothing will be spared. Nothing whatsoever. We want people to understand that we are all servants of Biafra. If you have any Igbo tendency in you, go and pack it in your house, in your bedroom. If you come out as a Biafran. All those Igbo mentality of, let's go and look for where we can be president or chairman. Let's go and look for where there is money, we can grab it. If you come here, you will be disappointed. You will be exposed. You will be expelled. You'll be banished. You will go to where you are and gossip for 4 days. That's all. And it's finished. If you're coming here, go down on your knees and pray. Ask Chukwu Abiama to make you a worthy Biafran. Ask Chukwu Abiama to put the spirit of Biafra in you and remove everything else. Only then can you see clearly. Before that, never. You can never be part of us. To be a Biafran is not a day's job. Go and pray over it. You will see the revelation, what it means to be a Biafran. Ask yourself, why did His Excellency Dame Chukwu Emeka Odumegwujugwu accept the word Biafra? Ask yourself why. Then you will begin to understand the divinity behind the name. Most of you do not know. We are here to enlighten and to educate you. And that is what we must do. Because here, we not only tell you how we are going to get Biafra, we tell you what you can do as a person, as an individual, to help this greater effort being made all over the world to restore our country. If you think you can come here to indigenous people of Biafra, maybe you make one or two noise, they hear your name, and then you break away. Nonsense. It means you're a natural saboteur. You can never be part of us. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Because when the battle is hard, you're the one that will run to the enemy and tell them. We know what we are doing. People think we are. No, we are not. We are not daft. We know what we are doing. It's called the process of natural selection. We weed out the weak and the saboteurs from time. So anytime we get together and we have a secret remains a secret. Not when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you look for who to explode the secret to. Rubbish. I do something with Igbo adage and proverbs. Most people don't. I do, personally. We must welcome each and every one of you. We have listening posts everywhere. If you go to them, you will receive Radio Biafra. We are on satellite. Can anybody name another indigenous broadcaster who is on satellite? No. None. But none apart from the indigenous people of Biafra being served on this very wonderful platform. We are making it very, very clear. Go and sit down and ask yourself, how come over 40 years nothing has happened? People are being lied to. You think we can lie to you and deceive you and give you America wonder? 1 week, one wonder, yet nothing is happening. We don't lie. If you want America wonder, go to Wasurike. He'll keep lying to you. If that's what you want. Here we tell you the truth. What we are doing and how we intend to get Biafra. If you're disciplined enough, you're part of us. If you are not, you will be removed, completely removed and put out to pasture. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Inform your friends. Tell them wherever they are to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If it's difficult for them, ask them to go to TuneIn. Download the app on TuneIn and then be able to access Radio Biafra on that very platform as well. Here we don't turn. Here we are born Biafrans. Our job is to come to earth to make sure that the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, is set free. And in that God is to whom and in His name every honor and glory, every adoration, every knee that bends, every head that bows is to the glory of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That's why we are here. Nothing more, nothing less. If I'm a good man, Chukwuma Biafra, you will give us Biafra. If I'm a bad person, I can't see it. Let shame befall me. But if I am honorable in my dealings regarding my country, Chukwuma Biafra, if not for any other thing, for your mercy, you will allow Biafra to come in my lifetime. That's all I'm asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. The barrister has joined us. Barrister Mamuz is with us today. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, as I fondly refer to him, because he is one here in the United Kingdom, ostensibly in England and Wales as well. I must encourage the barrister to please, in his own way, in his own kind words, acknowledge the ever effervescent presence of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. They answer to Biafrans wherever they are. They are listening and they are waiting. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you, and welcome back to UK once again. You've been away for a while, and you are back to base. I know temporarily, be it, but you are welcomed from where you started from. Director, thank you for all the things you've been doing for Biafra. You cannot afford not to be honorable. Otherwise, you wouldn't have stayed up to today. Your ways are straightforward. Your dealings are perfect. Anybody who knows better should replace you. But there isn't. That's why we are hanging behind you, hanging before you, and hanging by your sides. Director, you are controlling a lot of people. Many, many souls are hanging around on your neck. There is no gain saying how many people that are following you because of who you are, because of what you're doing, and because of how far you've stretched it up till today. You don't need to add any more, for what you are doing is speaking for itself. You don't have to say it. Many people have seen what is going on, and they have seen so far how far. Director, you don't need to say anything. For what you have implemented, for what you have started, is resounding, is generating. It is bearing fruits all over the world. It's not only 88 countries, as we always say. More than 88 countries, counting. Because people are joining on a daily basis, the indigenous people of Biafra. Why are they joining? Freedom. There is nothing you can ever have in this world without your freedom. You are not complete. For all men and women are created equal before God, before everybody, but some few individual countries decided to marginalize, decided to caption out few countries to impose their own will upon. God did not sanction anybody to serve another person. That is why Radio Biafra is existing. To free those who are under bondage. To free those who have been marginalized, denied of their rights, denied of rightful jobs, denied of electricity, denied of good drinking water, denied of the basic necessities of life. Radio Biafra is here to reinstall everybody's right, especially, and i.e., those of the indigenous people of Biafra, where we all came from. Forget that we are abroad. We came from somewhere. We have a place, a land that produces what the whole world are looking for. Why can't we go home and make our home our home? May Chukwuma Biafra guide all of you as you all congregate from east, west, north, or south. We are here daily, a.m., p.m. For those of you who are getting ready to join us, please do so while you tell your friends that Radio Biafra is an inclusive radio station, a place where students teach their tutors, where tutors learn from their students, and where students make policy that everybody follow. We are here. We are a friendly society that includes everybody. We don't discriminate. We do not belittle anybody. Discuss with us. We love all of you, wherever you are. Even our enemies, if you are sincere, come to radio station. Radio Biafra, tell us what we should do to restore our freedom. We are not killing anybody. We are not looking to marginalize any society. All we preach here on a daily basis is how to be free, live and let live. That is our preaching. We are not a terrorist organization. We are not extremist society. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Our hands are clean. We are seeking to restore our originality. That is what we do here on a daily basis, ALPM. And we're bringing our brothers and sisters, everybody, wherever you come from, to join us, sing the same song. We want to go home so as to free the burden in any country we are. We want to go home, manage our own affairs, reduce the impact of immigration, reduce the impact of poverty anywhere in the world. Have your own, I have my own. We manage the economy of this world. It doesn't take too much rocket science to know that division of labor is perfect in any growing economy. You cannot impose a big burden on one society. It will collapse. Too many immigration. Too many coming over one country. That country will certainly fall down and collapse. We are saying we want to go home to manage our economy, to free, have a free market economy where everybody is participating. There's something we call economies of scale, where every individual country is producing something. If you can't, another country will do it. That is how we flourish. That is how economy grows. But those who are very myopic in their sense of reasoning, saying that they can do everything and everything belongs to them. No. Division of labor is the best way to run any economy. And that is what we do, Biafra. It's saying here, we want to go home because we know how to manage. We have embassy before this amalgamation and the creation of Nigeria that has been fraudulent from beginning of his creation up to the date when he died and died naturally. We don't want to remember that country again. All we want is the restoration, the resurrection, the restoration. I repeat, the resurrection and the restoration of Biafra. That is what we seek here on Radio Biafra. Director is sitting back on his throne here in London. And all of us should please, when you hear the voice of the director calling you to speak, turn off your listening devices. Some people still forget. That's why some of us don't make it during exams. Because we don't take example. We don't take instructions. We don't listen and add to information. Turn off your listening devices so that we can have some meaningful conversation. You never know. The ideas of how to restore Biafra could come from you. We value all of you, your opinion. We value your views. Nobody is belittled here on Radio Biafra. For God, born all of us equally, and nobody is bigger than anybody. We are all the same level. Intelligence is on one individual head. Nobody knows it all. That's why we invite you. We thank you for the support you've given to us, friends of Biafra, and those who believe in the restoration of Biafra. We thank you. And we thank fellow Biafrans who are doing all the good, especially those who were there yesterday at BBC office, to make sure that the voice of Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, is heard. Because we suffered indignation. We suffered all sorts of atrocities wherever we are. We want to free ourselves. We are not waiting for anybody to do it for ourselves. We want to do it, and we will do it. Everybody should watch and see. Good evening to all of you. I'm standing by with you until the end of this particular program and beyond. Good evening.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, it's always a pleasure to listen to you, to have you join us in our program. Always marvelous. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We welcome you to Radio Biafra. This is the only platform where the truth is spoken. And as they say, sometimes when you speak the truth, you make many enemies. As for me, I love it. The more enemies I make, the better I am as a human being. It goes to show that I'm speaking the truth. The truth can never be watered down or compromised. That is why we do not compromise. Never, ever, ever. Because truth has no compromise attached to it. None whatsoever. That is how we are here on Radio Biafra. That is why we have gotten as far as we have done so far. Because we are honest and truthful people. That is how it's going to remain. Until Biafra comes and beyond. Only then will we be worthy to be called the children of God? All those areas called Omujugu, Omuobase. Only then will you be worthy of that name to be called the children of God. As at now, no, we are not worthy. We are only going through a process to make us worthy of that very name. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We shall shortly go to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. After that, of course, we take your calls because Radio Biafra runs a live interactive session. You call us, as the barrister said, your views and your opinions count here more than any other place on this earth. If you ask us, we'll tell you why. We just don't say things, we give you examples. Everything that we have done today up until this point have been suggested live on air on Radio Biafra. Everything we have done till today, up to and including the three stages we have, up to and including the 30th of May, up to and including having families all over the world, even calling them families, we are suggested on Radio Biafra live on air. That's what Barrister is saying. We open our minds and our ears to receive that advice, to receive that opinion that will change everything. Somebody advised me yesterday on something so critical that I had overlooked before. And what he was saying made sense. And I told him what you're saying makes sense. And that is what we're going to do. We shall present it as usual, deliberate upon it, and then take it forward. Very fine example of people listening very attentively and also being able to contribute very positively to the advancement of this very noble cause, which we have embarked upon. Please use whatever means you have around you to inform those around you that Radio Biafra is live on the air, that we are broadcasting to the entirety of humanity, speaking the truth even before other people develop the courage to say so. We speak the truth. They say, oh no, don't say. We say, why not? Why can't we say it? Is it the truth or not? Once you confirm to us it is the truth, we go ahead and broadcast it. That is why we do broadcasting unlike any other. Here we break the news down because English is not our first language. We explain it in such a way that it makes meaning to our people. Our people have been under bondage for very many years. You don't blame them sometimes. They have been killed since 1945. Hausa Fulani people have been riding roughshod over them for very many years. They even killed their leaders as well. They killed their mothers. They killed their children. Everybody decimated. Nobody came to their rescue. Maybe sometimes that is why they are the way they are. A bit timid, afraid of the truth. But here we speak it openly and without fear on Radio Biafra, because we are without fear before our enemies. And as long as we remain incorruptible, unbribable, impossible to be corrupted, then they know they can't. The only choice they have is to try to eliminate us through people answering Biafrans or through poisoning. But they will not succeed now. It's not possible. Because the work we came to do is not done yet. Chukwu Abiyama cannot allow us to leave this job unfinished. No, never. That truth we preach on Radio Biafra is here before us today. As we report as our signature headline, what we have been saying for 2 years. None of you, not I can't say none of you because there are diehard Biafrans all over the world that believe in this message that we propagate. We told you that Buhari and Babangida are Boko Haram sponsors. Now no longer coming from Radio Biafra. It's from a professor called Imo Eshiet. We shall go into that later on. People are now beginning to speak the unspeakable truth that we reported upon. I remember when we told them that Nigeria is a zoo. People said, no, how can you say that? Is that what is happening today with Boko Haram? That you are picking up the pieces of human beings from the road. If you travel 2 miles, you can't pick up the head. The brain is about 4 miles away. You collect human beings born of a woman, created by Chukwu Abiyama. You pick up the hand from here. You pick up the stomach. You pick up the intestine. And you pack at the back of a pickup. You take it to a mass burial ground. And you pour them into the pit and cover them. Is that how civilized societies bury their dead? Is that how people die in any place that you consider habitable by human beings? No, because animals, vultures inhabit the zoological republic that they call Nigeria. Is it not apparent now? We told you, when we preach this gospel, it may not be clear to you until at a particular time. You then start saying, oh, but I heard this on Radio Biafran, it's true, you know. That is why anything we do here, we know what we are doing. And we are guided in what we are doing. Do not despair. Do not panic. Do not get fidgety. We are the only ones marching forward. We are the only ones answering Biafra at the United Nations. No other person. After how many years they were doing Biafra? We are the only ones that went to UN and said, I, do you know what? They said, no. We said, our name, we actually Biafrans, you know. And they said, but where have you been all this while? We are proud of who we are. We are proud of this very heritage we shall defend. We are proud of the class of 67 to 70 that we have honored on the 30th. My obligation is to the dead, not to the living. I say it all the time. Barrister says his is to the living. Very good. I accept that as well. As for me, my obligation is to the dead and not the living. Because nobody can go and ask them where we are going to stop. What we said is that what they fought for is to set Biafra free. That's what we're going to complete by whatever means available to us. And that's exactly what we're going to do. This evening, some people have plucked up the courage, I should say, to report that Buhari and Babangida are now suspected sponsors of Boko Haram, according to a professor. The state of the zoo, they call a nation, a presidency in denial. We report on Jonathan, the very pathetic, hopeless, and imbecilic Jonathan, a very weak man, lacking in everything you would hope to find in a chief executive of a state. Lacking in this very man. Very insipid, very, very useless. They are talking about the state of the nation. We shall see. People are going to buy arms to defend themselves while we are still faffing around, playing childish games, throwing tantrums as if we are children. 54 people killed in Bauchi, Kaduna attacks. More people are dying. We are reporting from the United Kingdom, the realm of Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. And we are reminding Her Majesty today, can you see what your people created? Can you see the monstrosity? Can you see the evil they call the Zoological Republic that you created and your forebears before you? Have you seen the evil that man has unleashed upon man? Have you seen the wickedness? Have you seen the atrocities? Can you behold the iniquitous existence of this very abominable creation that you brought about and named Nigeria? Have you seen it? Have you seen what this group of people that you collected together and named them after a company, mind you, not a people, a company, Royal Niger Company? Have you seen what has become of them? Today, they are being blown to bits. We report every blessed day that people are dying. If this thing is not planned or orchestrated, then the only moral thing for Britain to do is to come out and apologize to Biafrans, which will be very difficult for them to do unless they are compelled to do so, and then to allow Biafra to emerge peacefully. Alternatively, we go and fight and die for what we believe in if need be. Because for us, there will be no retreat and no surrender. It's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. The same way we demonstrated all over the world on the 30th of May. The National Conference hidden agenda has been exposed. They shouldn't have bothered. If they had asked me, I would have told them. They shouldn't have bothered at all. They shouldn't have. Why should they? Senate leader Ndoma Egba, why we can't have a new constitution, no guarantee on National Conference report. That same report that they instituted will get a National Assembly. In other words, everybody is wasting their time. Bauchi bomb explosion kills 11, injures 28. Vigilante groups are buying arms to fight Boko Haram themselves because they have lost hope. They have lost faith in the army of the zoo. They have lost faith completely and totally. And now the news in detail. Since the arrival of the Americans to help stop Boko Haram, there has been frenzied condemnation of the terror network by those long suspected of being the chief sponsors. Suddenly, just too suddenly, Buhari and Babangida are outdoing themselves in throwing jabs at Boko Haram. The deaf, dumb, and blind have magically, miraculously received hearing, the gift of speech and eloquence, and not to forget the sight they lost before. What could possibly explain this frenetic show of statesmanship? Could it be driven by fear? Fear that something could be traceable to them? I can't help getting the impression that some godfathers are trying to distance themselves from a hitman that has been caught up by the law. It is all too uncanny not to be suspicious. I am a very optimistic person. This is this professor writing, not Radio Biafra. This is a direct quote from him. We shall get to him later. It is all too uncanny not to be so suspicious. I am a very optimistic person, but the show now being put up by these folks are just too much not to incite some cynicism in my old mind. When things of the night begin to strut in the day, it's time to call all the kids back from the playground. I simply cannot get it. I mean, I can't get this four-power nationalism. This sudden shying away of the baboons from spilling blood. This sudden turnaround from making the country ungovernable to calling for structure and good neighborliness. I am afraid, from the look of things, I would be surprised tomorrow. Governors Nyako and Shetima and even Shekau himself begin to declare that Boko Haram and not Western education is evil. This is from Professor Imo Ben Ibokudom Esiet. His name is Imo as well, mind you. His surname is Eshiet. We are one people. What this professor is making out is this. That Buhari and Babangida for long has been in the minds of people when it comes to Boko Haram. People did not have the courage to come out to speak the truth. That truth is being spoken now by this very man. And he called it right. But mind you, Radio Biafra has been saying this for over 2 years. For over 2 years we've been saying this. We know who they are. We know how they started sponsoring them. Most people would not accept it. But honestly, we don't care if you do or not. As long as we are speaking the truth. Bishops, other commentators are now coming out to say it is Buhari and Babangida. They said it themselves. If you don't give us the power because the British people gave us the might to rule the zoo. If we are not the president, we will make the country ungovernable. And I like them for that. At least they have delivered on their promise. I admire them for that. We continue. The state of the nation. Why Jonathan must crush insurgency by Jide Ajani, Yoruba man. We are very fair here. We cover news from even from cowards. We cover news from them. That reminds me of Ogundigbe. I was discussing with somebody today. Do you know who is Brigadier Ogundigbe? Brigadier Ogundigbe was meant to take over from Ironsi, but as soon as Ironsi was assassinated by T.Y. Danjuma and the other cowards of Hausa Fulani extraction, cowards, they murdered Ironsi in cold blood. Cowards that they are. Do you know what happened? The mantle of leadership fell on a Yoruba man. His name is Brigadier Ogundigbe. Ogundigbe went into his office, was shaking like a leaf. A Hausa recruit on the gate asked him, "What are you doing here?" He ran away from the place. That was how they made go on, the head of state. Because there were three people who were the senior officers then. Agu Ironsi, Ogundigbe, and Mai Malare. If you remember, that is the barracks that you have in Maiduguri. Mai Malare. Is there any barracks named after Ironsi? The answer is no, zero. Another idiot serving the Zoological Republic. He's a one Nigerian. Where is he today? Who remembers him? Nobody. In Enugu, you have Motala Park. You have Bisalaroe. But there is none for Ironsi. Our people do not learn. That is why we don't want to let them go on Radio Biafra. We don't relent. We keep reminding you of your past. Why we are the way we are today. You were Igbo before, weren't you? You don't see. Have you forgotten? Nnamdi Azikiwe. One Nigeria. Where are we today? Where are we now? Nzogu. Doing a coup to preserve one Nigeria. Where are we today? I ask. The whole one Nigeria nonsense has collapsed in our faces, in our collective faces. And we are now running for cover, running for our dear lives, asking the same people that colonized us that we say, oh no, leave Africa. Africa is now free to come back and save us from Boko Haram. How sad is that? We continue with this news. Because he doesn't want to displease some people, he continues to displease and annoy everybody. That is President Goodluck Jonathan for you, which is the very correct analysis. For a presidency that appears to have mastered the art of saying the useful things, but goes ahead to do the useless things, it is becoming inescapably decipherable why terror is gradually setting in Abuja, the capital of the Zoological Republic. Animals are gathering, feeding on other animals. Anybody who says he or she is a Nigerian is an animal. I preach this very news in Lagos, in the heart of darkness. He said, if you call yourself a Nigerian, you are lower than a monkey. Some ran and said they will lynch me. I said, come and behave like a monkey, which you are. Look at them. Terror has come to Abuja. The word Nigeria has been terrorizing people from day one. We have been victims of state terrorism since 1945. When they killed our people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. The report came to Ironsi. Ironsi appointed a Hausa man to look into the matter. They told Ironsi, but Igbos are being killed. But no, he grew up in Kano. He grew up in Kano with the sister. So there was nothing wrong. Are they not his play friends outside in the house? Did they not go to the military school? Are they not all friends? They told him, but they're coming to kill you. He said, no, don't worry. We are very close. We can recite the Quran with them when they come. Until he was killed. He was captured. The only head of state, a military man, to be captured in such a fashion. What a disgrace. The same thing is happening to us today. Hausa Fulani people are coming in. They know Gwashiku. They came overnight to Gwashiku. And typically, Igbo people, what are they saying? Oh no, leave it. Nothing will happen. Trust God. The same Irosi behavior. Until it is too late. By then, they will start asking the word. I start begging for Caritas to come and help them. Caritas will then tell them, are you just waking up from sleep or slumber? There will be no characters to help you unless you help yourselves. We continue with this very fine epistle, I must say, written by this Yoruba man. It may not matter that Aso Rock Presidential Villa is a fortress. It may not matter that most of the leaders of the ruling PDP and the larger group of Nigerian so-called elite domiciled in Abuja also live in fortresses of their own, rationing police posting among each other and depriving the Nigerian public the needed security men to carry out proper surveillance and reconnaissance activities. That is what now everybody is waking up. They go to DPO. DPO, how many officers do you have today? They say, oh, God, we have 50. Okay, can you send the two to Malambelo's house? Send four. That is how the Russian police, ordinary people, are being slaughtered mercilessly by a bunch of vandals, intent and determined to lay to waste everything that you hold there, determined to Islamize you and impose Sharia law, which will happen. And nobody will save you. Nobody will save you unless you save yourselves. That is the state of the nation. Jonathan is even a worse fool than we had thought earlier. 54 killed in Bauchi and Kaduna attacks. Oh, dear Lord, people are still dying every blessed day. The bomb blast was at the People's Hotel in Bayangari in Bauchi State on Friday night. A total of 54 persons were killed in Bauchi and Kaduna State in separate attacks. 11 people were killed and 14 injured when gunmen attacked a hotel in Bauchi State on Friday night. The police public relations officer in the state, Haruna Muhammad, told the news agency of Nigeria on Saturday that the attack occurred at People's Hotel Bayangari. He said the corpses of the deceased had been deposited at Abubakar Tafawa Balewa University Teaching Hospital, Bauchi, while the injured were receiving treatment at the same hospital. An eyewitness, Ahmed Maidoki, told the news agency of Nigeria that five persons in military uniform carried out the attack by detonating explosives and shooting at random. We are just sitting down watching highlights of the ongoing FIFA World Cup at the viewing center located in between the two-story building of the hotel when the five men dressed in military uniform strolled in. We thought they were security personnel who came to relax as well. I noticed they all positioned themselves at the four corners of the hall, according to him. An explosion followed, after which the arena was covered with thick smoke. He further said he and his friend sprawled on the ground, shivering. We were trying to get out when the man started shooting sporadically at anyone who tried to stand up, and in the process killing many of the survivors of the blast. He said, another eyewitness, Usman Hassan, said he was just about to enter the hotel when the blast occurred and immediately ran away from the scene. As soon as I was a bit far from the scene, I heard gunshots. Few minutes later, a white Toyota Hilux vehicle zoomed out of the hotel on high speed with men wearing army uniforms. The Bauchi State Commissioner Lawal Shehu on Saturday said one suspect had been arrested in connection with the attack. Amazing. Where did they get the suspect from? This is what is happening in the zoo. People dying every blessed day. You can't watch football because there is no electricity. So you have to go out to where they have generating plants to watch it. You go there and Boko Haram will come and kill you. And they also come with army uniform. Now you don't know who is army. You don't know who is Boko Haram. So much for security. Security. Everybody talks about that useless word, security. Do you have security? We provide security. Where is the security against mayhem? Where is the security against a very fanatic ideology that you cannot suppress? There is no security. The only thing you have is mercy. The mercy of Chukwu Abiyama, if you're alive, or else you are all dead anyway. All dead. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to present our news. The National Conference has a hidden agenda. Terms of recommendation, 50% derivation for oil producing states, creation of additional 13 states, rotational presidency and governorship, no federal allocation to local government councils. Authors entice, and it is amazing, with huge bribe money and new states. The National Conference, headed by a retired Chief Justice of the Zoo, Justice Idris Kutigi, has until July the 17, 2014 to complete his assignment and submit the report to the federal government. However, a fake 102 document page entitled the National Conference 2014 Terms of Agreement of the Six Geopolitical Zones in the Zoo is being sold to delegates to the conference as the final resolution. An investigation has been carried out and reveals that along with this stream of thought, a top member of the Confab has made contact with some delegates asking them to support a move for him to draft a new constitution for the Federal Republic of Nigeria. These are men that went amazing to go and discuss what is going to happen. And they came back. They came back, isn't it? They are sharing money as usual. That is what unites them. That is the type of nonsense people want, the same hopeless zoo mentality they want to bring into freedom fighting. Money meant to do work for the people of Biafra. You share to people. And then you're a good person. If you say no, you're a bad person. Mad people. They don't know those they're dealing with. They are mad people. The Senate leader Ndoma Egba is saying why they cannot have a new constitution. And why there is no guarantee that the National Conference report will get to the National Assembly. As you can see, it can't get there anywhere. In 2002, the International Court of Justice sitting in The Hague, that was the land they gave to people of Cameroon, Biafra land in Bakassi. That's what they're talking about. Where is the zoo They are having a confab. I don't know men without honor and dignity. But of course, they are black African people. What do you expect? Why are we here washing plates? Why are we security guards? Why are we here looking after old people when there is nobody looking after our own mothers? Our own mothers will go to the farm, they get raped. But we are here looking after other people's grandparents. Why do you think that is the case? It's because we are black people from Africa. We don't reason properly. That is the truth. We don't reason. We don't accept the truth. We cannot. If you they start crying and feeling self-pity. Oh no, but Rome was not built in a day. But you're flying aeroplane. You're watching internet. And you? Why don't you wait until you're 15,000 years old before you start watching it and flying aeroplane? You avail yourselves of the niceties of life. But to sit down and have sensible discussion as civilized people, you cannot do it. You can't do it. Bomb explosion kills 11 people in just 28 in Bauchi. The killing continues, the killing spree. What are we going to report? What are we not going to report? It is everywhere. But this is the news that is very close to my heart. This very news. That there are strong indications that more monkeys from the zoo called Nigeria in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North are resorting to self-help by taking up arms against the terrorist group. Boko Haram members of vigilante groups in the region are said to be procuring small arms. People are fighting Boko Haram themselves. They are procuring arms. And some people are telling us to be law-abiding. Please be obedient to Nigeria. Obediency or obedience to Boko Haram? That's not like obedience. Obedience to Boko Haram. As they kill you. If they come to take your mother away, you say you even ask them, what type of wrapper should I give you in case my mother wants to change? This is it now. The people with common sense, you know how Zafran, they think ahead. The ordinary people, most of them Christians, they are going to get arms themselves. While our people are still there saying, please be, don't break the law of Nigeria. Nigeria is a law-abiding country. Look at it now. Ordinary people are buying arms. This is a result from Wall Street Journal. This very news from Wall Street Journal of New York, not Radio Biafra. That is what we have come to do. I never wanted to leave Enugu to come to Europe. But here we are. We have come to ask our people to help defend their land. Buy us weapons to go and defend our land. Other people are doing the same thing right now as we speak. That is what we must do as well. This is Radio Biafra. And as I said, the barrister was with me. The barrister has remained with me. And I will hand over to the barrister. I will welcome him once again by asking him to try to make sense where none exists at the moment. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. What you read, what you said, how you put it. It's obvious and well understood. You made it easy for everybody to know what's going on in the zoo. But Buhari, we've always known these two individuals are the people sponsoring Boko Haram. They are the same two people who are clamoring for state policing. They'll be well protected in everything they do. Who will protect them? Boko Haram. If you kill them, you watch. Because the info that men planted follow them, don't take too long. Anything that is evil planned for the innocent does make boomerang. It will reverse and come back to the person who planned it. We've always known. When people say Islamizing, like I've said this before, they are not Islamizing you, they are killing you. We are being killed by those using Quran and religion to camouflage things. I've never seen anybody who's been Islamized. They are killing us. Because if you Islamize somebody, you want somebody to follow your religion, you will keep them. And they probably encase them or put them in a camp and then start training them to believe in what you believe. But these ones, they are rounded up, they are killed, churches burned down. We hear this almost on a daily basis. So if somebody is Islamizing you, they will not be killing you. They will keep you for safekeeping so that you will carry on with the same message and then spread it all over the world. They are not doing none of that. All they are doing is killing on a daily basis, burning down churches, burning all the shops that traders are there making their daily bread. That is what they are doing, killing us. And those in the conference are there stupidly maintaining the same status quo, creating states whilst their homes are burning. Shame to my people. They are creating states, touching states, where their brothers and their sisters and their sons and daughters will go and govern. And then the atrocity will carry on. The corruption will carry on, non-stop and unabated. That is what we face in the zoo. While a few of our people are helping them so as to see if any crumbs will fall off from the table, they will grab it. Most of them are not even involved, but they are supportive in hindsight of getting some for themselves. I've made example of Jackal. That is what Jackal does. Stand aside and pick any remnant and then take it to the family. Director, we pass all these stages now. We are running down home. And that is what we are preaching now. To hell with whatever is happening in this. We don't care. Let us carry on for confirming. That has no sense. No constitution. All you read has been the same. They are just revolving. Corruption, corruption. They are not going to do anything for the commoner. It's only few of them who are sharing money and sharing property and sharing allocation. That is all they know. Director, let me reveal this to you. Yesterday, BBC went to Abuja. They connected quite a lot of people, mixture of Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba, and all the rest, asking them, is Nigeria ready to lead Africa? Even some professors from the United States joined them. They were talking. I don't know where he's from, if from Ethem or Aki, I don't know where he came from. The guy was sounding as somebody who is still supportive of what is going on in the zoo. But director, what this lady and the gentleman who was conducting this particular assembly of is Nigeria ready to lead Africa? They got resounding no. How can you be ready to lead Africa? You have no electricity. Your house is burning. All the governors are blaming one another. There's no security. People are not accountable. People are stealing. And now you are asking them, is Nigeria ready to lead Africa? You see, some of these Europeans who conduct all this, they themselves are corrupt. They give them money to come and conduct unnecessary interview. The zoo is burning. Everybody is afraid of their lives. And you're conducting whatever they are ready. You first of all look after your own house before you go out and look for somebody else's house. So how can you go and lead Africa when the Africa you're going to lead are even better than all of your own country? South Africa, Mozambique, all these, even under Ethiopia, they have 24 hours of electricity. Who is going to lead Africa? It's full of generators. That every night you hear noise pollution. And it's killing people. Now you want to go and lead. Director, I can't wait for Biafra to be restored. We've had a lot of rubbish coming out from that zoo. Sometimes I put my fingers in my ears. I don't want to hear anything coming from the zoo anymore. These people see a lot of atrocities being committed, yet they are prepared to stand on it and tell us all the fallacious stories and anything people want to hear. There is no righteousness in that country. There is not even a need to create righteousness. There are all these confirmed business. Have you heard of anything new in this particular conferencing? Zero. One old man who is there as the chairman will be talking the same rubbish. This man will stand up. Majority of all those people have of Nelly Boko Haram. What is new? They are the same people killing you. Pastor or whoever is ready to make exchange. I don't know if it was yesterday or today you were talking about it. He wants to make exchange. Except for what happens to NYSC.
Is it not the same thing? But when our people work enough, they'll kill them. Is it not the same exchange business? NYSC. You take people from north to the south to go and serve in the north. They will not come back home. But all the northerners, when they come to east, they will eat, drink, take our women and go home scot-free. Who is being cheated here? Our people. Yes, when you mention about restoration of our Piazza, the same people of Igbo extraction will be the people that will challenge you. What a shame that our people have not learned. Director, the only difference now is during the 60s, there were no media awareness. This time around, there will be no excuse. I did not know that Biafra is coming. For those who put a test here that they haven't heard what we have been preaching here, there will be the people who will take excuse, and there will be the people who will answer for themselves when the time comes. It looks like nothing is happening. But of course, Tukwa Adeyemo is taking us down to that lane of restoration. It's coming gradually, surely, slowly, but we get there. The planted bomb in Alowere, not if one exploded, is a sure sign that there is the handwriting of Tukwa Adeyemo in Alowere, because that is Tukwa Adeyemo, that's the one we serve. Let it explode in the north. But those of our people who are still indignant, they do want to listen and come out of that place. Let them die. You know, for those who have ears, let them hear. If you believe because of property, I heard about 3 weeks ago, one of our brothers was even arguing with the director. He's not happy. When people say, what are they doing in the north? That if he goes home, not find food, that's why he's in the north. You forgot that when you die, you don't have neither food nor even your life. And this guy was adamantly arguing. Because I think he was in Kapanchan, yeah. He lives in Kapanchan. I was arguing because somebody told him, come back home. And he says, the people, I think it was a brother from the United States of America, telling him, get out of that place. He says, if he comes home, what will he do? He better stay here. Stay there at your own peril. When you die, if at all they find your legs, where will fight you when the bomb explodes? And that is quite a shame. But our people will learn it in a very hard way. All I pray, I hope those who do not believe that this bomb are exploding, it will touch them one way or the other, so that they will know that what we are preaching here, we're not wasting time. And the people of Biafra are not wasting time to be there. Everybody groups to their radio, listening. There are a lot of people who have things to do, but every evening they congregate, they converge, they listen to what is the latest. No matter how, even if you're not contributing, people do listen. And those, when they listen, they pretend they are not hearing what we are saying. But the time is fast approaching. The unimaginable and undoubtable question here is, will Biafra come or not? The answer is Biafra is coming. Be one of those who will restore Biafra. That is all I ask my people. Be one of those who will restore Biafra. Don't be an outsider. And that's a call for me. Anytime you want me to speak, I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mam Mezu. We are welcoming you once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, and our lines are open. And please, you have these numbers with which you can call Radio Biafra this very evening. We have reverted back, and this is how it is going to stay. We have gone back to our original line, our original number, which is +44 7831 308 376. The other number that we have, which is +44 7581 712 444, is still also in use. And our Skype is also open, simply Radio Biafra. That is all you need to add there. Simply Radio Biafra, that is all you need to do, and you will be able to join us. If you have anything to say, if you have anything meaningful to contribute, if you wish to speak to us via whatever means that you find palatable, you are more than welcome to do so. And we also have Rapid Response 68 for our officers and principal actors on the very global stage. Those of you serving your country in various capacities all over the world, can you hear me? the caller on rapid response. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hey, yeah, yes, Director, I can hear you. Thank you very much for my call today.
Thank you.
Director, good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Director, I want to tell you one thing. Imam Mezu is talking. He's very right about that. This Islamizing something. It does not work. These people are killing us, Director. They are killing us. I never see where outside people came to your land. I never see where they come to your land for the first time, and you are the majority. Once they come, they kill you and take over the land. Their plan is to kill us and take our land and resources. So the Islamization never worked. They came to kill us. They are killing us. So most of the people that are killing the North is our people, but our people don't know that the majority of people living in the North are Biafrans. Majority. Outside people are in the West and in the East and in the riverine area. In the North, there's nothing there. People are living there in the North. They are our people doing business, selling, buying and selling. So the people dying in the North, they are our people. That one goes. So this is Islamization, Director. You better just to do plus and minus. They are killing us. Simple as
killing
short.
Us. I agree with you.
Second one, our people think that getting armed to protect yourself is kind of terrorism. No. The West can never ever work with coward. That is simple. Western countries don't have anything to live on. They have limited resources. So then depend on outside country for their growth. And if Africans are not capable of defending them, they are going to work with terrorists. It's normal. So if our people are thinking that they're taking arms to defend yourself against terrorists, it's a terrorist act, then they will have to go and meet a doctor. Because now we are talking about defending ourselves. And if we defend ourselves, that means we are defending the Western interests.
That is
so, Director, it's better our people now start thinking, because most of them think that if we are talking about defending ourselves, it's kind of Western people will call us terrorists. How can a Western people send somebody call you terrorists where their business are at stake? These outside people, they are coming. And they are coming, Director. They are coming. We don't have any option. The only option we have is to defend ourselves. How can we defend ourselves with somebody with a mod car, AK-47 and bombs? How? There is no way you can do that. The only way is to defend ourselves with the same thing they are using to kill us. So, and that is ammunition. And same, he says, look, in Iraq, a Kurdish, Director Kurdish came here last week here in Catalonia to lobby. Kurdish, they came here to lobby. And one guy, one journalist here from Spain, went to North Maiduguri to bring the news there. Director, do you know what happened? This guy came back here telling them that they are bombing mosque in the North, not churches. So do you see how Northern people are more ahead of goodness. Us? We are here talking nonsense. And they are telling them that what Boko Haram is killing is Muslim people. And they are bombing mosque there. And our people are still here talking nonsense. You see? So when we are asking our people to bring money to support what we are doing, then think that we are crazy or we don't know what we are doing. Director, the simple thing that you are doing now is the best thing that can ever happen to our people. And the next thing, our people should support this movement. Because this arm is very, very important. Western nation can never support a coward. Never.
It has never happened in history before.
So how can you support a coward? Even me, I can never support a coward. How? How can I support a coward? How can? So you are not ready to protect my interests. You want me to support you. Then how can I live? So you want a Westerner to support. Oh, Biafra, Westerner, come. But you are the same person who chased them away. So now you want them to come and do what? So if you are not capable, get out of the way. If outside people is ready to protect the Western interests, then work with them direct. Nothing else. So Director, the best thing we can do now is we are now in a stage of defending our people. These people will come and kill us and take our land. Simple and short. No Islamization here. They are coming to kill us and take our land. Simple. That is the philosophy. So now we must go ahead and protect ourselves, Director. There is nothing more, nothing less. And we are here doing our part. As a diplomatic level, Director, here in Catalonia, we have conquered. So I don't know other places. Maybe later in the private, I will tell you how people can go and generate money very easily without wasting time. Thank you very much, Director. May God bless you and continue the good work.
Thank you very much.
For other people.
Thank you very, very much. What you said is correct, of course. And I also know that the very minimum barrister himself is correct. Of course, they are killing us. They started killing us since 1945. And the killing has continued. If you want to call us on Viber, you are also free to do so. If you want to call us on Viber, you are free to do so. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 I'm right here.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra live transmission to the whole world from London. Please.
Yeah, good to hear that. Good to hear that. My name is Arthur.
Yes,
and I'm calling from Moscow, Russia.
Arthur who? What is your surname, please?
Izuka.
Izuka. Thank you very much. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, actually, I had wanted to commend you for the job you are doing. I am very, very new. I mean, I'm very new with Biafra, you know, with joining Biafra, you know. So, yeah, I'd wanted to congratulate you for a job you are doing. And, yeah, I look for a way of joining you and carrying on the effort, the things you are doing. So I have a few questions.
Yes, go ahead. We are waiting. We are listening. Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, number one is, I mean, the things that you guys have been saying are absolutely true. They're indisputable. But my question remains, you know, how do we achieve this? How do we achieve what we are heading to?
Where are you? You are in Russia.
This? Yes.
Do you know that there was a time that the Russians had a revolution to remove the Tsar, the Romanov family?
Yeah, something like that happened, yeah.
Do you know that there was a time that the Russian people came out on the streets to resist communism?
Yes, right.
And you're living in Russia today. There is water and light where you are, is that correct?
Go ahead, I got you.
Good. The reason why you have those things is because we are good men and women that said enough is enough. They stood up against the system oppressing them. That's the same thing we are using the template of Russia. The same thing that happened in Russia is exactly what we are going to do. We are going to have a revolution. There will be a revolution. We need guns and arms to be able to overthrow the decayed, the very corrupt order that is responsible for you and I migrating out of where we are born. That is responsible for you and I. Every blessed year we are thinking, how are we going to renew our papers? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I got you.
Some people were responsible or are responsible and still responsible for the perpetuation of such wickedness and evil of unimaginable proportions. We must overthrow them. We must remove them from the face of this very earth. Because they have, oh my dear Lord, what they have done to us is unspeakable. You're asking for the solution, my dear brother. The solution is simple. Revolution. There is going to be one. We must have one. Boko Haram have started their own. They are very murderous revolution. We
that's
are
really
going
horrible.
To their own.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, I mean, once I hear that name Boko Haram, I don't know what I mean. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yes, very, very sad, extremely sad. And it is left for people like us to ensure that that does not continue any longer. That is why we welcome you into the family. You're asking about how you are going to participate, how you are going to join. The best way to do that is by going and joining the Biafran family in Russia. We have a very significant presence in Russia, and we want you to go and join them. If you go to Facebook, are you on Facebook?
Not really.
Okay, the best thing to do, my dear brother, is I have your details here. If because of your people, go and join Facebook or just Google Biafrans in Russia. I believe that is their name. Or the great people of Biafra in Russia, something to that effect. You will see them. Alternatively...
Well, actually, this is not the first time. The first time I'm hearing about Biafra. I have a lot of information about their activities. To be honest, but you know what I wanted to know is, you know, how we plan to you guys are the leaders of this movement. How do you plan, you know, to achieve this? I mean, this aim. How do you plan to achieve it? That's what I want. It's not that I haven't heard anything about Biafra. I have,
but I've told you that we're going to have a revolution. The old order will be displaced by the new one. And how do we do that? That is why we are touring the whole of Europe to get people like you to support what we are doing, to give us arms and ammunition, to go and defend our land against the killing of the Islamic people to stop us from being under the burden or yoke of Sharia. We don't want that to happen in our land. We don't want that to happen in our lifetime. The best way to defend yourselves against those intent on killing you is to defend your territory with even vastly superior weapons than the one that they have. As simple as that. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to fight. That is no other way. If you want us to lie to you, I'm sorry, we can't do that. If you can show me where people got their freedom through broadcasting on radio, then you tell me. I've never seen before. History tells me that you need to go and fight for your freedom, and that is precisely what we are doing.
Okay, sorry, once again, do we have support from home?
Do we have support from home?
Yes.
When you say home, from who?
From the zoo, for example, from the Igbo land, let's say. From Igbo land, do we have support?
They are waiting for you. We have overwhelming support. Our people are tired of being killed. Will you not be tired if your family is being slaughtered every blessed day? All over the zoo? Who will not be tired? Everybody's tired. And they are more than waiting. If you were with us prior to the 30th of May, or part of the 30th of May, you would have come to the realization that we have very significant presence back at home. And that is what we are going into. And that is exactly how we are going to get it. Our support on the ground at home is phenomenal. Phenomenal. All we are asking for is some weapons, my dear brother, which we know that with your addition into the family, we should be able to get that as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for the information you've given.
Thank you too. And thank you for calling. And keep listening to Radio Biafra. Keep telling your friends. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. You are in a very noisy place. I don't know if you're in a discotheque. I can't understand. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me?
Hello, my name is Chinua Somotike.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Onitsha.
From Onitsha. Please go ahead. Are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yes, I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
Wonderful. Please step away from where you are. It's a bit noisy, but the world can hear you because I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Please, Director, honestly, I want to recommend you for what you are doing for us. May God bless you.
And you too. Thank you.
And also to our able Queen, Queen Caro Monday, and Barista Mam Mezu, and the other Biafrans all over the world. I say, may you call them a control to strengthen you people.
He say.
Okay, good night.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well. A caller from Onitsha. That is how it should be. I didn't ask him how he was listening. Most probably through the satellite. This is Radio Biafra, and once again, we have to give you this very number. This is the number to call if you want to join our discussion this very evening. The barrister is with us on permanent basis. So we have been told, and the barrister is here to prove it. The number is +44 78 31 30 8376. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Ikechukwu Okwara. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm an indigenous of Olu local government area in Biafra State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, my brother, first of all, I have to thank you and thank any person that is involved in this race, if I should put it that way. First of all, the last time we had a peaceful demonstration here, I wasn't. It was a friend. A friend gave me this Biafra radio just some weeks ago, and I started following it. I never knew that there is something like this before. So this demonstration here, I was a witness, and I partaked in this demonstration in Hamburg City, Germany. It was something terrible. It was something that I've never till today I talk about it. Until after some weeks, I went to online too. I now discovered the Italy branch, their own too, from one media. something CNTV or whatever. My brother, I tried to go through it through Facebook too and saw what these people did in Italy or too. I was really, really impressed. Please, I have a question. Like yesterday, I was listening to the radio and I overheard the radio presenter talking about ammunition. Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. You have somebody talking on the background. There is a noise on the background. I don't know who is speaking. You can turn that very thing down. Turn it down or turn it off, please. And speak to us via Skype. The world is listening. Everybody is hearing your voice. Please go ahead. I find your call very interesting. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. That was television. I've put the volume down.
Go ahead.
So yesterday, somebody, the radio presenter, was talking about ammunition. So my question is, and he talked about this based on we are seeking for help from British government for this ammunition. So my question is, I believe that the world is hearing what we are talking on radio. So my question is, I believe by now you must have let British government to know that we need their help in this ammunition. So I want to know if something like that has been done, what is their reaction? What is their reply?
I was hoping that you would say that we are on air, so that there are some things which are classified and very sensitive, which we shouldn't discuss on air. I thought that was where you were going. And then you asked me a question again, asking me to reveal something that we shouldn't be able to reveal on air.
Okay, sorry if it's something that's...
It is normal. Our people want to know. That is why we are always juggling what to release and what to keep secret. If you don't release any information, people will think that nothing is happening. You release information, they say, but it's too sensitive. So getting the balance right between what you release and what you withhold is a very difficult task, which I'm sure we are coping with as best as we could. But thank you very much for your research on what you have done. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't have it. Just to thank you so much. To continue, keep what you are doing. Not by the special grace of God, we will achieve this Biafra. Because I heard the story from my father. I was not there when this. But at the time, I went to YouTube and I saw this the Biafran war. All this that. I believe with what we are doing, by the special grace of God, God is on our side, we will achieve it in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Our brother who has been waiting on the phone, he keeps calling any time that there are people on Skype talking. That is the problem. If you can call us back. We have also a caller again who is, I think he's on the phone or on Skype. Everywhere, please. Do not despair. Do not go away. Do not go away, please. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from, you're through to us on Radio Biafra Studio Line here in London. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My name is Emeka from Equivalent. You remember me? I'm the one that called one time to... We are talking about history of Equerry and...
That is correct. You're from Austria, is that correct?
Remember me.
You're from Austria,
correct,
is that correct?
Correct, sir.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Please, are you coming to Austria also? I want to ask.
It depends on what the head of the Directorate of State has agreed with the continental reps and also the various national coordinators. I do not know if I'll be making it to Austria. I don't know. You need to ask your national coordinator to please tell you if I am coming there or not. That is the channel and line of communication.
Okay. Because I think it's very important for you also to come to Central Europe to encourage, because I've been encouraged a lot of people in the western part of Europe, but I think the central part of Europe, like Austria, Switzerland, I think you should also try and come and see us here, because I think it's very important. And there are two things I want to say because of this thing that is going on in our region. First of all, even people in the Equivalent now have seen that if not for the people they found in Igbo land that were on the way to Port Harcourt, I think we should really see that we have to work hand in hand, because these people have targeted all of us, and this really shows that we really have to get closer, you know, to fight this problem together. Secondly, I will really, as I said once already, but you were not there, you were somewhere else. I said, please, if we watch history, what the Christians did in the medieval time, when the Muslims and when the Arab people were killing Christians on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, what the Pope did in the 11th century was to call out a crusade. If you know that they are defending Christianity, call out a crusade. So you know that, okay, good. This, you even see that people will take this very serious, and people will even come from all parts of the world, even white people will come and support. Because this is the this is a very important thing to do, you know, because it has been done before and it worked very fine. And maybe you are the one to start it again. I think that is a good idea from my own side, because I think they are using religion to do bad things, so we can use religion to do good things. And so if you call it a crusade, say Christians should come and defend Christian homeland, I'm sure a lot of people will come and be part of it. Thirdly, I would like to say that many people in Nigeria, especially in Biafra and other parts, believe that white people are the ones to come and save us, or the ones to do this or that. I mean, you can't expect people like Britain to go against their own creation. Yes, they created Nigeria, and so you're trying to tell them that their creation is faulty or wrong. How do you expect them to admit something like that? So please, that is a huge mistake if you think, if anybody thinks, like you have been saying it many times, I don't know really, I don't need to study history, because there are some things very correctly, because me, I love history so much. And you have really broken it down that how many times Britain have not supported ever any Christian nation. So please, they will not do it, because this is their own invention. Telling them that what they did is wrong, it is like insulting them. So we shouldn't expect much help from Western nations especially. But the nations I would either expect more help are Eastern nations in Europe, because they had similar problems, like Serbia, like Russia. They always had problems with Muslims also. I think you can find a lot of allies there if you can check, really. I think that would be a good idea.
Yes, what we said before is entirely correct. I have never seen anywhere in history where Britain supported the emancipation of any people. If you know, you tell me. Apart from a Muslim enclave. I have never heard before. Apart from a Muslim enclave called Bosnia Herzegovina. Because they are Muslim. That is why. Britain, it is not in their DNA.
To support. Also Kosovo.
And also Kosovo. Is it not Muslim? And Albania, are they not Muslims? They are Muslim countries. Can anybody show me where Britain we are in today supported a Christian country to be free? The answer is none whatsoever.
No.
Zero.
Zero. No, it is a pity, because really, me as someone that have lived in Europe all my life, I really understand these people. I really know them. And they don't... The thing is that we in Nigeria, we believe that white people are so old, they're this and that. See, let me tell you that only 4% of white people, that is in Austria for now, I know this. I don't know about other countries, but I know in Austria, only 4% of white people really believe in Christianity. As in, really believe in that a God in heaven. The rest are 60% Catholic that go to church for ceremonial and traditional reasons, because their parents have been going to church with them. But there was they really asked the people, and they came up with 4% only. So how do you expect these people to really take care or feel any kind of sympathy for people in Africa that don't wear Christians like them, but they really don't give a damn, actually, you know? So we shouldn't expect much from them. The only people that can really have sympathy for us, I think, are people like in Serbia, because they suffered much from Bosnia and Kosovo, and I think also in Russia with the activities in the East. I think these are the nations we should look at and as friends and allies, you know. I think this would be a really be a good idea. And also, as I said once, please, if it's possible, because today I was here, we are talking about Nigeria for instance. I think we really should try and have a Truth and Reconciliation Forum for Equality and Igbos, so that we overcome some things, because I think we have to overcome some things to fight together, because very important for the future is the seaport of Port Harcourt, and for any activities. You know how Nigeria stopped Biafra at that time. So I think we have to work really hand in hand, deeply together, and see how we free ourselves once and for all. Because my grandfather was born, he was under this, as you call it, this emirate. My father, me, I don't want my children, I don't want my next generation to be under this, really. Enough is enough. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. What you're saying is correct. We have taken it on board, and we shall take it forward. We have a caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, live transmission to the entirety of humanity, with the time now standing at exactly 8:32 p.m. I'm correct, here in London. Please go ahead. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, you can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. My goodness me. Turn your system down. Turn it down before you call us. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes, I am talking to you, Director.
I'm talking to you, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Obi Chimobi. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, the wonderful people of Malaysia. Please go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to thank you for your efforts and all the good that you are doing for us. I so much appreciate, and I know God will bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And also, I want to use this opportunity to thank our Ebo young barrister, Imam Mezu. I so much appreciate, and I so much happy whenever I hear his voice and whenever I hear from him. He speak to us like an elder, and he speak to us as an educated man. I so much like his advice. Whenever that man talk, and his advice goes straight to the point, and his advice goes exactly what you need and exactly what you expected. So I want to use this opportunity to thank him, and I still know that he have more things, and he still have more plan for us. So I just want to greet him and greet you also. Thank you very much, sir, and continue for your good work. May God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We are all very, very indebted to the barrister himself. His dedication, his service to his country is exemplary. Exemplary. Something we should all emulate, all of us. Something to emulate, all of us. We cannot thank him enough. He's a great man. But a very good man at that. Very good man, the barrister is. We have a caller. No, we have lost them. If you call us on the phone and you are on hold for 1 or 2 seconds, please remain where you are. Do not disengage. You must remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We know that some of you are getting used to this very line, but of course, you have to call it. It is yours. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you turn your system down? Can you turn? I can't understand this. You should know this by now. Turn your system down. My goodness me. Our people don't get it, do they? Sometimes they don't. I think it is an opportune time to bring in the barrister himself. But before I do so, barrister, prepare, because you join us very shortly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I am calling from Arumba South, Anambra State, Biafra Land. My name is Pastor.
We have lost him. The line wasn't very clear. We have lost the pastor. He said pastor, and then we lost him completely. When these calls coming from Biafra Land or from anywhere around the zoo, we tend to prioritize them. Sometimes I don't know if the barrister can hear me. I don't know if the very eminent barrister, Natonat Law, Barrister Mamezu, is able to hear me.
Director, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thank you, barrister. Thank you very much. What do you make of what you have heard so far, please?
Director, so, because, I mean, it's like the king is sitting there at the most of the time when I talk, I first ask my people, once you are new on Radio Biafra,
take your time. Listen to at least about 4 or 5 programs. Go back. We have a podcast. You can always go as far back as 2009. Take few of them. Listen to it. The one who calls us, your questions will be minimized. Because any question that is being present to us today has been dealt with before by either director or UCMFO, the deputy director. There is no question we have not covered here or Radio Biafra. So whenever you are new, please do not be in a rush to call us. So people are inboxing me, asking me, why is that brother asking all these questions? He's supposed to be listening. This is what we preach. Listen to Radio Biafra. Go to our previous broadcasts. Listen to them then. Your questions will be revised. Some people that will come from Germany wanted to know if we have engagement with the police and other things.
Exactly.
Although I apologize, Director, for giving on that level. There are questions some of our people shouldn't ask. British people are our people. They are clever, intelligent people. We love them. But what we don't like about Britain is supporting those of the people who come to kill us. The British people, we admire them. We love their education. We love their system of doing things. We love their legal system. No matter how rich you are, the English system will help you. We punish you where you're supposed to be. They don't care. It's getting near. We love them for all those. But what we do not like is they don't want to support us to be free. This question we are trying to investigate and find out from our people that colonized us. We are in their country, preaching and broadcasting. There are some countries that don't allow you to do so. But because it's a free nation, that is why we talk the way we talk. We appreciate them. But what we want them to do is to be straightforward with us. To be straightforward that we have had empathy with them before. They have been to Biafra land. We exchange ideas. But for them to turn around and sold us into the hands of our suffering Boko Haram, what we do not understand. Up to today, we are still investigating what went wrong. What did we do wrong? And yet, they say we are a peaceful, loving nation. If somebody gives you such accolade, what then transpired that we've been so subjected to death from the hands of those who melted our guts, but they love our oil, they love our women, they love our caste. I remember one Calabar, I think it's a quite man, was when they were having some kind of meeting in the House of Assembly, and this man was complaining that in their land, the House of Fulani are giving them 10% of their oil. And I was talking to him, are you not even lucky that you got 10%? Imagine that. My own land, you took my oil, and you're asking me, am I not lucky that you're giving me 10%? What fault is it? The British people. They took us and handed over to those who don't have the same value system. Our system of doing things is not the same. We are not Muslims for crying out loud. We are Christians.
But very soon, Barrister, very soon we'll all be Muslims, isn't it? If things continue, if it continues the way it's going, we'll all be Muslims.
God forbid. If at all they want us to be Muslim, then that would be fair. At least we'll be alive to Muslim with them, isn't it? They are not allowing us to leave. They are just clearing us off our own lands, our own villages, our own towns, so as to dwell in our own land. Why? What did we do? And now, we are saying we are going to defend on that my brother who called earlier, I endorsed all he said. I know he was making reference to what I said earlier. The British people do not like cowards. And of course, nobody does. In our language, we normally say, instead of my mom to have a coward as a child, let him have a girl. If that hero dies, heroism. I thought that, yes, that's my blood. Nobody on this likes people who are cowards. No. You have to be a hero. You have to be a strong guy. You have to, somebody to believe in it. Stand by your opinion and stand by what you believe in. That is how and what makes you who you are. For those who did it, darling, nobody takes you serious. For those who are easily moved by sentiment, nobody takes you serious. If you don't have policy, you are not a man. Stand firm on what you believe in, unless you have a superior argument that won you over. Then, you bow down, shake your head, and join in. But do not argue for argument's sake. When you have nothing to argue upon, always have your evidence. When you come to Radio Biafra, here everything is made better. We don't cover anything up. We don't know who is calling. Everybody call. The only one we know who you are is when you speak to us. When you say where you come from and your name, some people manage to answer a different name, but your accent was still need us to know where you're coming from. We don't screen nobody. All we want here is sincerity. Let us know where you're coming from and tell us what you have in mind. We learn from you. That's what we believe in. Director, our people are making inroads. Thank you, my brother, who believe in us, who believe in what Radio Biafra does. And of course, any right thinking man or woman will know that we are here trying to free our people. We are not here for bribery. We are not here to take any money from anybody. You do not give me what surpasses the lives of my people, Biafra. Whatever amount it is, do not give to me. I don't want it. Give me the freedom of my people. I've been the happiest man on earth. Do not come with money. Perish with your money. Because nothing is higher than the lives of indigenous people of Biafra. That is what I believe in. The writer is here for the dead. I am here for the living and the perfect ones.
The yin and the yang. Positive
equality. And we believe here in equity. Director is there for left, I am there for right. Everything is balanced. That is what we preach here. Director believes in what he believes and stand on what I believe in. And that's why we're doing very well. Our callers have their views. Every person's view is valid here. We don't segregate. We love all of you. What we preach here is freedom, nothing else. Only one item radio station. Freedom. We're not preaching riches here or preaching how to make money. We are not here for any money making machine. We are here for the freedom of every indigenous people of Biafra, be you man or woman, children, old, young, and new. That is what we preach here on every day. Once our people are free, all of us will go home and realize that we can talk about other businesses. For now, freedom for Biafra.
Of course you will. The very unmistakable voice of the eminent barrister. We have a caller on the phone as well. This caller, you've been waiting, and we thank you for doing so. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, I'm talking to you. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is... Hello?
We are listening to you. Please go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Director, this is... I am here with my father... And we want to know if it is possible to speak to you after the program.
Yes, of course you can. But may we have your name, please, and where you are calling from?
My name is Ejiofo Ochinawata. I'm from the local government area. And I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
From San Antonio in Texas. You are there with your father. You would like to have a conversation with me?
No. I'm here with my best friend and cousin, and we would like to speak to you privately off the air.
Can you then do so in the next hour and 20 minutes, please? Precisely 1 hour, 20 minutes. Can you call back on this same line if you can?
That's fine. We will do that.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype waiting. All of you waiting on different lines. Stay where you are. We are going to come to all of you. All of you, please, including Ralph Ndikum. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. No, we don't have anybody there. This same person also on Skype, can you hear me? I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Chizoba Nasum. I'm calling from China.
From China. Chizoba is calling us from China. The caller on the phone, stay where you are, please. Chizoba, continue. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you for your marvelous work. Because we cannot die to thank you. We are doing a wonderful job for the people of Biafra. So there's something I want to tell our people because of much wisdom. Because many people like to ask questions on how are we going to achieve this Biafra? How are we going to achieve this Biafra? Even in China here, when you're talking to many people, they are asking you this question, this kind of question, how are we going to achieve this Biafra resolution? So, but you're saying it's time without number. And I want to use this opportunity to let them know that there is no other way. Like as you said, we have to buy ammunition and send ourselves. When we are, everybody are just keeping quiet and they just asking a question on how are we going to achieve this, how are we going to achieve this? Are we kids? We know what we're supposed to do. And many of them are listening to the Radio Biafra. As just like Barack Obama said, many of them are listening to the Radio Biafra. But they keep on asking questions. So let me use a way to tell them that we have to buy ammunition, just as you said, and defend ourselves. That's the only solution. Just like what people are doing. Even in northern you see many people, the first vigilante, they buy arms to fight Boko Haram. So our own will not be different. We have to defend ourselves before things get out of hand. So, Director, I want to thank you so much for your wonderful work you are doing to the people of Biafra, and I ask you to continue doing your work as well. We continue guide you. And some people are talking to you, some people are telling you, you have to mind how you are, the way you are moving, all this that. But I want to assure you that nothing will happen to you. Because God is at work, He's the one that sends you, and He will equip you in all angles. So I say you have to continue your work, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Well spoken. Thank you very much. There are callers all over the place. They are everywhere. Please, you must bear with us. You must bear with us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down or turn
Hello?
It off and speak to us over the phone if you can hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Hello, sir. I'm Surya.
Yes.
I'm calling from Malaysia here.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Sorry, what is your name again, please?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Surya.
Sylvia from Malaysia. Please go ahead. Surya, sorry.
Yes,
Surya from Malaysia.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, I have been heard Biafra, Radio Biafra, from the morning until the night, almost 24 hours. Okay?
Thank you.
But it's just that, for me, by talking too much in the radio, but didn't take any actions, it's not so good also, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. Talking on radio without action, yes, that is
so
correct.
Many things, yes, because so many things happen now in Nigeria, so nobody is going to help. Just talking a lot in the radio, you know, it's not good.
What do you want us to do?
That's my opinion, I think.
I respect it, please.
At least you take something, take any action. Maybe your government try to talk to those who have power in the Nigeria itself, you see. Rather than talking on the radio from day until night, it's not effective at all.
Do you have a radio station in Malaysia?
Of course.
What do they do on the radio station? What do they do on the radio station you have in Malaysia? What do they do there in your country?
For my country, no. I'm listening from the radio almost every day.
I know. We are a radio station. Are you saying we should close until we conclude the action, then we open the radio station again? Should we close it down?
Hold on.
Sorry?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Okay, because I need to know. Maybe you can ask if we can close it down. Then after a while, after the action, we reopen the radio station. We are a radio station, which means we must broadcast to our people. We must enlighten. We must sensitize. We must inform. We must educate our people on a daily, ongoing basis. When people talk about action, I don't quite get it. Is that not what we are doing? 30th of May, was that not action? I don't know. Maybe my own definition or understanding of action has somehow gone astray. I don't know if the barrister has the same take on this or not. I can't understand. Maybe we should close down, barrister. They are suggesting perhaps we should shut down and take action. After that, we'll reopen again. Is that correct? Maybe not. They call on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Iken Nawanunenyi from Ubahezaji, in Imo State, or local government, Biafra land. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. Our own very able. You will stop, please. Let me conclude the introduction for you.
Okay.
You happen to be our coordinator in the entirety of the United States of America. Thank you very much. We welcome you. Somebody suggesting we should close Radio Biafra down and go and carry out action. So I wanted to ask the barrister. I couldn't raise the barrister, and you're here. So I will ask you. I said to myself, I will ask the next person that calls exactly what they think. Do you think we should close down Radio Biafra? Go and carry out action and then come back.
No, because I mean, most of the members, most of the zonal coordinators, most of these people who are bringing information or whatnot is because of the radio station. That's the only way we can disseminate our information and what we are doing. I mean, this is the best arm, the first arm of the movement, you know. There's no way, that's not right, you know. Probably the person is not well informed about the power of the media. This is really what set us back, because we don't have any media, you know. If I had media earlier ahead of time, we wouldn't be in this position. Because when you have media, you tell your own story, you know, and tell you what is happening to you and your people, you know.
Yes.
Am I still on the line?
Of course you are, and the world is listening. Please continue. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, the director, permit me to use this opportunity to make some announcement, or rather to make some to give some information regarding the meeting we're having today. We're going to have a coordinators, a zonal coordinators meeting by 6 p.m. today, Texas Central Time, U.S. Central Time. 6 p.m. today, and I'm glad to announce the new coordinators, zonal coordinators we have. I'm announcing we have a new coordinator by name, Mr. Eusebius Ugo. Mr. Eusebius Ugo is from Bise. He's going to be heading, he's zonal coordinator, he's going to be heading New York. He's a new coordinator. Today is his first time of meeting with us. Another new coordinator we have is Mr. Emmanuel Nwoko. Mr. Emmanuel Nwoko is from Mbise. He's going to be coordinating Inland Empire in California. Then the third one is Evangelist Kingsley Chukwukeme. Evangelist Kingsley Chukwukeme. He's going to be heading St. Paul, Minnesota. Evangelist Kingsley is from Navy. And also, I want to use this to bring to the attention about something the information director has given to us, and also to remind people about what this is all about regarding fighting for freedom and restoring Biafra. Number one, let me indicate about the Biafran Freedom Fighter Creed of Brotherhood, which some of us have already known, but I just want to revise it and remind people. Number one is the Creed of Brotherhood, number one, is you must be without fear in the face of your enemies. Number two, you must be brave and upright that God may love you. Number three, you will speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. Number four, you will safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. And also, I also want to use this opportunity to bring out about the house rule. In U.S., there's a house rules we have about the zonal coordination and how we do things here. I want to bring it to the knowledge of all the zonal coordinators in U.S. Okay, the house rules for stage two of Biafra restoration. This is very, very important. We're going to revise it in the meeting this evening. Number one is any Biafran assembly whose monthly contribution is not made shall be put on probation. Any Biafran assembly in U.S. whose monthly contribution is not made shall be put on probation. Number two, any zonal coordinator who misses three meetings without good cause shall be put on probation. Again, any zonal coordinator who misses three meetings without good cause shall be put on probation. Number three, any zonal coordinator that works against Biafran restoration shall be removed. Any zonal coordinator that works against Biafran restoration shall be removed. Then number four, any zonal coordinator who belongs to Bileu Human Rights, APC Party, World Igbo Congress, Ohanaeze, and any other organization working against the restoration of Biafra shall be removed. Again, any zonal coordinator who belongs to Bileu Human Rights, APC Party, World Igbo Congress, Ohanaeze, and any other organization working against Biafra restoration shall be removed immediately. So, and make sure you are clear with all these things before you join us. And I'm also using this opportunity also to indicate to the zonal coordinators, the cities around you, we should evangelize and try to get, I mean, the states around you, we should evangelize and get more zones to get zones to join us. For example, if you're in Minnesota, we have states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. We need people from there to come and join us. And in Texas, we have states like Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Louisiana. So all these zonal coordinators in these areas, the states around you, you should find some and establish zonal zones in that area or pre-zones in that area. And use this opportunity to indicate that we have other stuff that is, very important stuff we're going to discuss during this meeting. It's very, very important that everybody comes on time, and all the zonal coordinators, they've been given the access code to access us. And so I'm using this opportunity to thank the editorial board and thank the director, and telling him that we are beside you. We are beside you, and we approve everything you're doing, and we're going to support you. Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abioma bless you and bless all the people working for the restoration of Biafra.
He said, well spoken. I couldn't have expected anything less from one on any who's our coordinator in the USA. I will repeat this very creed. That is what guided us to get to where we are today, so that the whole world may understand it very clearly. That in as much as the restoration of Biafra is concerned, we remain without fear before our enemies. That is number one. Number two, you must be brave and upright, that Chukwu Abioma may love thee. Because if you're not brave and upright, there is no way you can do what we are doing and survive it. That is why people go for appeasement. Let us say something very nice so that Nigeria will love us. God forbid bad thing. No. Here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even if our enemies don't like it. And this truth you must speak always, even if it leads to your death. That is why this is an oath I took in Jerusalem before God in heaven. I went to the temple of Solomon to pray and pledge this very creed before Chukwu Abioma. And lastly, you will protect the helpless Those who cannot speak for themselves, you will speak for them. Those who cannot protect themselves against the injustices prevalent in the Zoological Republic, it is your duty as a Biafran, identifying yourself as an indigenous Biafran, wherever you are, it is your responsibility to protect those who cannot protect themselves. These are your oath, and you must live and die by it, if need be. The caller on the phone, please. The world is waiting. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
It's the coordinator from Amsterdam.
The Amsterdam coordinator.
My name is Individual Shala, Amsterdam coordinator.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I appreciate your recent comments. For somebody who has vowed to follow the indigenous people of Biafra to get freedom, must be ready for freedom and also the sacrifice that be involved on it. Even if it leads to death, that's only people that have spirit of getting Biafra. Among us now, I'm trying to make announcement to all the Amsterdams, to all the Biafrans in Amsterdam and in the whole Holland, to understand that now, those of us that did not attend meeting yesterday, that we had our general meeting, should be informed officially that we are now contributing that DBF, Biafra Defense Funds, funds that everybody are subject to pay, 450 married couple, and the 350 euros, Spencer or single, for the support of this freedom. This is the time we are going to understand those who are Biafra by DNA. So if you did not come our general meeting yesterday, get informed that you're supposed to call your national coordinator and pay your money as soon as you get it. And according to the information from our headquarters, this money are subject to pay all, any person who are a member of Biafra should pay this money before August so that we will submit all of them to the federal headquarters of Biafra in order to achieve and pursue our freedom in a reality. Thank you, Director, for your good effort, and welcome to Europe, and we hope to see you very soon to Amsterdam.
Of course.
Thank you. And
thank
may
you
God
very much.
Bless all the Biafra in Netherlands. Let them wake up. Come and join us in the meeting. Come and join us to propagate the freedom. Come and join us and break the good news to all the world. Because many of you that are living in Amsterdam, that are living in Holland, are still ignorant of what a reality is. They are still ignorant of following the truth, but they love in delighting in evil, while everything is falling in our own land. May God help you and touch your spirit to come and join to survey the land of the rising sun, the great Biafra. The great Biafra, which everybody, every generation has been dreaming to see. Now that God has spoken that we need to restore it, why can't you join us? May God bless you as you are hearing this good news, because this good news may not be opportune to hear it any time after freedom. Thank you. May God bless you. And thank you. God bless you, Director, also,
and, God bless
and all
you.
The good networks around the world.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Well spoken. We have somebody on the line. You've been waiting for long on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can't they hear me? No, they can't. I don't know precisely what is wrong with the Skype lines, but they should be okay. They should be fine. I don't know what is wrong with it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I think too many calls sometimes. It crashes our system. We have too many callers. And when they all pack that way, they start complaining that they can't cope. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Mecca Kiko from Lagos, Nigeria.
Thank you, but please turn your system down. Thank you very much for calling. But turn your system down, please, because the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, I have been kind of new to this Biafra struggle, because in the time past, we've always been hearing about Biafra in the times of Waziriki, which has made us understand that it was not. It pleases my heart to know that people of your reputations are taking care of such issues. But one thing about the Igbos I have come to realize is that we're all cowards, including yourself and myself. We're speaking from the radio, speaking from everywhere, we're speaking action. I believe in action and less talk. It's high time we take this struggle to the next level. If, the president of Ghana, what's this guy who would have destroyed him, this kind of struggle here, the Rawlings, if he had taken this issue, not on the radio or making noise, sorry to say that statement, but I'm really, really getting tired of all these things. It's high time we come out to the streets. Whether we get guns, we don't get guns. We can stop the whole movement from Onitsha Bridge down to the east. Nobody comes in there. Then we can have our ways. We don't need to start waiting till we get guns. By the time we are waiting till we get guns, people are dying and we are all dying. So what are we saying? In essence, let us start this from the main point of call, which is Onitsha Bridge. If you are not a Biafra, not Igbo, a Biafra, you don't cross that bridge. By the time that is happening, then the government at seat in the Nigeria so-called zoo you call, because we all are animals, they will hear the heat and then they know that something is happening. I'm tired of this. My friend from Malaysia was the one who introduced me to this Biafra struggle, and I have been trying to follow it, though I see it as something that is being skeptical, because, I mean, yes, people have been calling, people have different places in the U.S., in Greece, in Malaysia, in so-called everywhere, Russia, who are members. Are we going to have members from far away talking on radio? We need action.
You know, my dear brother, can I explain something? Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Are you a student of history? Do you know history at all?
Am I a what?
Are you a student of history?
Sincerely speaking, I am not a student of history.
I will tell you. Thank you very much for being honest with me. Good. That is one thing you need to know about history. It has a very funny way of repeating itself. Very funny.
Okay.
But it happens all the time. Okay. The accusation leveled against His Excellency, the general of our people, Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku, was that we are ill prepared before confronting the enemy. Not in my lifetime will we march against the same army ill prepared. I will not do it. I will not do it. Your impatience is understandable. It is also burning in our hearts to start today to and tomorrow morning. My dear brother, if you have been on the ground, I ask you today to go and do the logistics yourself. Set up an intelligence. Say you want to stop or you want to blockade on Onitsha Bridge. Go back and do the reconnaissance of it. Go and set up intelligence and see how much it will cost, both in men and material. You will understand the reason and the need for us to plan so that when you commence, you have commenced. There will be no retreat and no surrender. That way you win. If we block Onitsha Bridge for 2-3 days, and after that, we lose a few men, shoot at sight will happen, we lose maybe 15 people, then what happens? We go and block which bridge again? Imo River Bridge? We must be very, very meticulous. We must be very, very particular about our approach. We have 3 simple steps. 1, we have completed. We are going to complete the second phase as well. And then we go into the third. It requires men and material. Men and material. If you don't have those, my dear brother, you will lose again. And they will say, oh, look at them. These people, they have gone again and started Biafra, which they cannot defend. That is exactly what we are saying, my dear brother. I am also impatient as you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please, thank you very much, my dear brother. Please go ahead also, because the entirety of humanity is listening to your voice right now. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Everybody that wants the truth is listening, and they will hear your voice. Please, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. My name is Obi Diobienu. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, and I hail from Oba in Idemili, Biafra land.
Thank you very much, my very good friend. You are our coordinator in the very important Los Angeles, I hasten to add. Thank you very much, and you're welcome to this program. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I'm so glad that you picked up my number. I was just listening today, and I didn't want to make this call, but it seemed like radio is becoming anywhere people call and say anything. I was listening to the question you posed to Mazemananini. I guess he didn't go the way I wanted him to go with that answer. But I have something in mind for that young girl that called from Malaysia or whatever she called from. If I was listening, and I knew someone was behind the scene directing her on what to do. You can see, you can even hear her giggling.
Yes, I
that
know.
That means, you know, some idiot somewhere.
Is a Yoruba man. A Yoruba man. A Yoruba man in Malaysia.
Or maybe some of these criminals must have looted some money and went over there because they like to keep women alongside with them. So it's funny when the girl said he's listening every day and she wants action and everything. And I'm looking like this is somebody from Malaysia. And now our brother calling with this frustration that he want to pull Niger Bridge. I mean, brother, wherever you are, I know you are listening. I'm not trying to stir up an argument with you, but I'll tell you one thing. In Ndibais, Nadeji, Aka, Achieving at all. I mean, we cannot make the same silly mistake again. Okay, what we're doing right now is in order. A director is the director of Radio Biafra. And also directing actions. If you're there by 30th of May, you can see the action that went out all over the world. People responded to that call, even though a lot of so-called Igbo Biafrans did not come out. And that tells us where we are. Okay, I don't know how you're going to pull that crowd that is going to break down Niger Bridge or block the streets, because a lot of us are still cowards. I want to make a correction, brother. I know you are listening. Director is not a coward. He was there in Enugu. All he's doing is playing his own role. And I expect that you and other Biafrans, wherever they are, play their own role. And I tell you this, it's been a long time that this radio is calling for all Biafrans to come out. How many people are actually listening to Radio Biafra is in question. Because I can tell you from where I am right here, there are so many people. I have even taken time out to log them in. I have even taken time out to call their homes and say, okay, go log in so you can listen and decide for yourself what you want to do. And 2 weeks later, I call back, what do you make of her? Well, you've been hearing now. I haven't got time to listen. Okay? This is the problem with our people. And you are dying here. You are dying in all over the parts of the world and expecting miracles to happen. So we say, oh, anything that is not of God now, they are not involved. And I'm wondering, do you know that freedom is of God? That Christ came that we will have freedom and not be oppressed. Okay? So I don't know what is going on, brother. I know you are frustrated. At the same time, you can channel that frustration in a positive way by responding to this call. If you are not giving us financial support, do it physically. Talk to people around you to support this project. Because Biafra is surely going to be restored. But it takes for effort. It takes for few time. Okay, we cannot be fooled again. I also hear somebody in the morning talking about, Director, I want to ask you a question. You are going to looking for arm. Who is there going to support you? Have you talked to somebody? All they want to know is what director have done. But director is doing the right thing right now. Director is calling you to wake up wherever you are and do what you can for the restoration of your people. You don't expect the director to be on the radio and at the same time do the physical work, even though he does both, because sometimes we know that he's not on radio. He's probably meeting with people. Okay, people, Biafrans all over the world, Igbo people, Igbo Biafrans, wake up. This is not funny. And that guy is expecting international world to come and begin to give you arms and everything. Let me tell you one thing, brother, if you're still listening. Onye mmiri na-eri, imechi ọnụ mmiri eri nyụọ anya. But if you begin to beat and begin to struggle, someone might see you and help you out. That is a simple analogy to what we're doing. We have to make this noise loud. We have to shout. We have to tell the people in the world about who we are and tell them what we're going through in order to get support. And with that, again, Director, if you permit me a few more minutes just to announce our upcoming meeting that is this Saturday.
Yes.
We'll be having a meeting in our usual place, 11033 South Crenshaw Boulevard. It's in Inglewood. Zip code is 90303. I also have a phone number, 310-415-8723. Again, the number is 310-415-8723. You can give me a call wherever you are listening. If you're hiding, come out. Come out. Let's get out from this slavery and go home and take what is rightfully ours. Thank you, Director. I cannot thank you enough. Keep on doing what you're doing. If that person doesn't like it, well, I don't want to say go to hell, but they might as well close your ears. But keep on doing what you're doing. We are right beside you. We are not behind.
Thank you very much.
We're right beside you. We're covering you both in prayers. We'll cover you in everywhere. And nothing. I don't even want to talk about something happening to you, because if anything of such, and I was thinking about it when you're in Nigeria, I said, if any nonsense, this embassy here, I have to travel all the way. We got to close it down. Okay? But every brethren know that and have that in mind, that what we're doing is not a wrong thing. So if anything happens right now, we are going to become kind of violent in any place we are. We are not asking to take something that belongs to someone else. It's our thing. And with that, I would say God continue to bless Biafrans and friends of Biafrans all over the world. Thank you so much. Imam Mezu, I see your work. Uche Mefo, I see your work. Wanne Mebele, Ike Chukwu Enyago, I have not heard you for a long time. It would be nice if you call on the radio so we can still, know you are there. I know you have someone that passed in your family. But thank you so much for all over the world. I thank you, Ken Nawananenye. It's doing really good job here. And Clifford Urania, thank you so much for everyone and the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Thank you.
And thank you too, my dear brother. You have done very well. You have encapsulated, you have summarized very succinctly our position, which is that we don't intend to move from where we are standing at the moment, both in terms of our philosophy and our ideology. Our delivery is then, it is coming. What I find astonishing is the impatience. We are doing work. Everybody knows that. We are progressing in the work we are doing. Our people must come with us in all that we are about to become. Very, very important. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes, I'm here.
Please, I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yes, go ahead. Your voice sounds very familiar, I must say. Go ahead. Can you hear me? I don't know. He can't hear me. I don't know what's going on with Skype. It's too many calls. Anyway, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? I believe the call is from Malaysia. No. They cannot hear me. I am sure we are not suffering from any congestion as well on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. We switch over quickly to Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director.
Yes, please.
Director, I greet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, we are waiting. We are listening. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
You to go block the bridges. I don't think that caller is a regular listener of this family. Because if he is a regular listener, I don't see reason why he should be asking you to go and calling you, saying you and him is a coward. I guess he is the one that is the coward there, because if you are really impatient and you want to do something, why not you preach or do something that we all will see and understand that you are part of this family. You can't just call and be asking people. This is not easy. Director, I was speaking with someone today and I told the person that my director is an alien. It's not easy. We as a Biafrans all over the world, for director to come up with this kind of ideas and say we need the truth, and with the truth you can believe it. Director, what I want to tell you is today I was with a few friends. We are about 10, so we were talking about issues about Biafra and what is going on. So we decided, with after so much arguments, we decided that we should start holding family, because it's a little bit far from where we are to attend the meeting always.
Yes.
So along the line, we were just talking about it, and a very very good brother said that his shop is an empty place. He has been waiting for us to start this. He has been waiting for us to talk about it, that we can start meeting in his place. So, Director, as I'm telling you, I'm telling the same thing with the same caller that called. If you are really a brother, you can start something there. There are a lot of us that are just like a fading flowers. When you add a little water to them, you see they will all become live. They will have life. That is what a lot of us are. If there are a lot of people waiting to hear about this Biafra, but there is no one to give them reality, to give them the truth and the life in it. So that is why it's like a lot of us don't want to support. So, Director, I just want to tell you that next week we will try and gather, and whatever happens, we will call you so that we will speak with you and tell you that we have decided to create a family here in Thailand.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Which city is this in Thailand? Is this in Bangkok, is it?
Yeah, it's Tepra. They call it Tepra.
Okay.
I believe, yeah, people around here knows about here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. This is very good news, and thank you for that. Keep it up and keep us informed. Somebody volunteered their place to host us in a part of Thailand. That is what we want to hear. That is exactly what we want to hear. This gospel is spreading. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please?
Yes, Kyle, it's your Emeka. The guy who called me down.
Yes, please, go ahead. Emeka, what is your surname?
Obijiako is my name.
Obijiako. Obijiako. A very beautiful name, I must say. Please go ahead. You heard what people said regarding your suggestion. Please go ahead and respond, because here we allow freedom of speech. Go ahead.
First, I say that I must apologize to the world to affect me on accounts. I was only expressing my anger there. I'm very, very sorry.
It's understandable. I say the same as well myself sometimes. Go ahead. I say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Is there any congressional meeting in Lagos? Because that's where I reside.
So which part of Lagos are you in?
I'm in a quarter area.
Can you start something where you are? A family meeting?
Can I start something where I can?
You have the permission right now to start organizing a family meeting where you are. Right now, immediately. The same way that somebody did in Thailand before you called. They sat together and said, the distance to the meeting is too far. We are out on the outskirts of Bangkok. Let us start something together. And they have started it. Can't you start a family meeting where you are?
I can, but in the zoo where I am called Nigeria, security like what I'm looking at. Because it's not about starting something. I can give my life for it, but how secure am I going to be? I don't want to start a struggle that I would die for me. I mean, one has to be secured first and foremost. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, what I need now, you can begin to see. If you are concerned about security problems hosting a meeting, how can we block Niger Bridge? Huh? Do you see the problem there? It's not as easy as it looks, my dear brother. We have Uche Mefor on the line. Uche Mefor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. Good evening to all dear friends and all men and women of goodwill around the world. I don't want to say much. The only thing I want to say is to call your attention to certain things. You know, not every human being that calls this radio station that you will have the privilege or you are called the courtesy of explaining things to. Because we remain focused. We have our program and we are marching towards it. And implementing it. There are some people who call this radio station, they are obviously the enemies. They are on the other side. These are people that are set up. They set them up to come and disrupt the program. I have taken count of some people. There were people before you went to Biafra land, or when you were there, there were people that when they come, they will be making a lot of noise, very angry, as if they want to break everything. They tell you, just give me a chance, I'm coming down, I'm going to bring everything down, I'm going to... These people are not serious, they are fake human beings. Where are they now? They will tell you, keep going, we know what you're doing, we are supporting you, anything you want, I'll give you. Where are those people? So it is very important that we apply spirit of discernment in isolating certain people who are actually coming to destroy what we are doing. We say we are going to confront the oppressor, Nigeria. Yes, but some people will come and say, let us do it now, not tomorrow. And then after that, when the action comes, you will not see them. So it is very important that we move slowly but steadily on our proposed agenda and also implement it at the right time that it is planned. Not somebody coming on air to say, well, I believe that we are cowards. We are this. We're supposed to go and block Niger Bridge and things like that. If you ask that person his level of preparedness, he will not tell you. The man that called, I believe, is not very genuine. Let him come back on air. Ask him where he is, when he is ready to come down. Where has he been all this while? You know, people come on air and talk and go. What we need is action. What we need is commitment, not just talking. So I think it's very important that, you know, we apply some level of caution in isolating this. There are some people who are on the other side. They are not for indigenous people of Biafra. They just call on air. They're obviously on the enemy camp to come and disrupt what we are doing, to come and castigate what we are doing. And I believe that of the evenings, today's evening is one of them. I remain to be corrected. That's what I just want to say.
Thank you very much. That was the very wise words of Uche Mefor. And of course, we have laid our path very clearly before us, and nothing can deflect us now. The reason why they are coming up, all of you must know this. They did not think we can successfully pull off the first phase of our three-phase campaign. Once we pulled it off successfully, they saw that we mobilized Biafrans all over the world in over 88 countries of the world. They heard that newspapers, they heard that TV stations all over the world were carrying the news of what we were doing. They thought to themselves, so that means that phase two will also be completed as well, and I'm in danger. What do I do? They did what I expected them to do. I can't tell you what the trap was and what came of it, but I can tell you that we no longer have saboteurs within us. Because you see, phase two is so critical that if you carry dead weights with you, if you carry people that don't have the very strong spirit to remain in this very battle, they are the ones that will go back and tell the enemies what is happening. And if phase two fails, the third phase cannot be completed. We cannot recover it on time. That is why we have identified them. All of them. Some of them are still with us. But on the watch list, we know who they are. We know them very, very well. They left Biafra and started pursuing other things. And that was where they failed. That was their failure only. That is why we announce it on air. Everything we are doing is in the open. If you want to challenge what we are doing, you pick up the phone and you call. The same way I welcome what these other people are saying. I welcome it all the same. I welcome it in its entirety. People can talk gibberish. But I will also defend their right to say it because I believe in free speech. I do. Most of us don't. But I do. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. They are no longer there. This is Radio Biafra. Regardless of where you are calling us from, we must and should be able to take your call. We are going over to Skype again. Can you hear me, Indicom? Are you there?
Good evening, Director. I can hear you very well.
Good evening, my dear brother, Ralph Indicom. You are calling us from Russia.
Yes, Director. I thank God for bringing you once again back in London.
Thank you very much.
To show that we are moving on.
Of course we are. Who can
and
stop
us? And the enemy, they must be ashamed at last. Briefly, Director, we had our meeting yesterday here in Russia, and the turnout was highly appreciated. I want to use this opportunity to thank all indigenous people of Biafra that attended our meeting yesterday, and especially those that redeemed their pledge. So, concerning our Ebo PRO who will be traveling to Biafra land in next week. So all our people that redeemed their pledge. So, Mechukwu Abiyama reimbursed our forces. And also, I want to say many people I know that they are still listening to Radio Biafra secretly here in Russia, but they don't want to come out. They are playing Akko or playing Wiseness. But my message is that this time around, if you want to see yourself or participate in the future Biafra, you are staying here in Russia. No matter the group you are, you must participate, either fiscally or put hand in your pocket. Nothing like, say, to stand at the middle. Also, in the meeting, we made it clear that every individual that comes to our meeting have to pay €150 for defense fund that is now shared throughout the whole world to all indigenous people. So we here in Russia, we are part. And I know many people who want to make their own payment in local currency. The amount is 15,000 rubles in Russian money. So, actually, if you want to send the money direct to the headquarters, then you can contact
No, it will not be sent direct to the headquarters, no.
Okay.
As the head of the Directorate of State said, each and every continent, I believe, we must trust each other. Russia should hold their own money. Austria, the same. All of you, we must learn to trust each other. As simple as that. That money stays in Russia until we call for it. You keep it there with you until we call for it. The same thing applies to everybody. We must learn to trust each other. We must learn, if we contribute our money and somebody runs away with it, that person is not meant to be part of us in the first place. We are training ourselves also to prepare for governance when Biafra comes. We are preparing ourselves. From now, there has to be trust. Those of us that are in the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, we must learn to believe in one another, to trust each other. If we send you on an errand, we give you every support, every logistical help to go and come back. Not we send you on an errand and we go and inform Nigerian police and tell them where to wait for you. We don't do things like that here. When we say we are running a family meeting, that is exactly what we are doing. It is called a family for a purpose. We know what we are doing. We know why it is called a family. We want to demonstrate all those attributes and qualities of a family, that we stay one, impregnable, as one indivisible unit. That is how we're going to battle, and that's how we're going to win it. People should watch and see. Did they believe in the 30th of May? That was a joke. All over the world, people responded. All of you in Russia, put your money together in Russia and keep it there until it's called for. Very, very important. Very, very important. We must learn to trust. That is one thing I find in Igbo men. They do not trust themselves, and because of that, they don't trust other people. All of the people that we excluded from what we are doing is because they have shown lack of trust, faith, and belief in what we are doing. They cannot be part of us. They have compromised the struggle by working with enemies of Biafra. Unforgivable sin they committed. Unpardonable. They can never be pardoned. Never, ever be pardoned. That's what we said. Never. Because there are some things you don't do. When you're fighting to save a people that have been decimated, a people disgraced, a people abhorred, a people on their lowest ebb, you don't then go and deal with the enemy. Any compromise and the person is off. Russia will hold their money. Please, Indicom, go ahead.
I thank you, Director, for the clearance. Another thing also I want to emphasize, yeah, the most of our like in our last meeting, we also encourage all our brothers and sisters that have wife and their children also to try to bring them along with them, because this struggling is a family struggle, not only the husband, only the singles. So I encourage every Biafran in Russia, please bring out your family, come to the meeting, and then you can be able to feel the warmness of oneness. And another thing also, I want to emphasize, you, Director, concerning the second phase we are in now. Many of us who are living in diaspora, and we are not going home, we are staying. My own suggestion is that we know now when action starts on the ground, all the enemies that have packed our money, their private jets are already on the on that is on is ready, and we here in diaspora, the people that are going to intercept them. So I'm suggesting that we have to keep us current on logistic on the on any time any of them is leaving to any country around the world, because we have Biafrans everywhere. So that all of us that we be staying behind in diaspora, we can be able to play our own role. What we need is to hear that this person is traveling to social country, to social day. Then we that are living here, we know what to do, because as our people are there on in Biafra land, are doing their work, we also not only giving our money,
we also have to take some action concerning those our enemies that are trying to eliminate our race. So any place, there is no hiding place under the sun, because we are everywhere. So what we need is the logistic information of their movement anytime they are leaving in the country, so that we able can handle the situation. Before I rest my case, Director, if you can permit me, there's a brother that's with me here who also want to say hi.
Of course, yes, put him on the phone. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Yes, my dear brother, good evening and welcome to the program. The world is listening. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ndubisi Paul Okaya. I'm from Otuocha Aguleri, which everybody know where is Otuocha Aguleri.
Yes, very strong people. Yes. Strong people. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm Abula Abwewe Jidike Weneche Dimbo from Aguleri. 95 civil war within Umuleri Aguleri. So I'm very, very happy, you know, for our struggling. And I want to send my greetings to all Biafra and the world to keep supporting our program so that we fulfill our promise to the Biafra land. So I'm very, very happy, and I hope that everything will go fine and that we rescue our country, Biafra. So that's what I want to say. Thank you very much, Director. Continue your good work. God with you, and we all were with you. Nothing will happen to you. And the Chukwa Biamen will help you, and they will take us to the promised land. Thank you.
Ise, thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. Of course, we are transmitting to the whole of humanity. We are on satellite. We are on tuning. You have various ways and means with which you can get hold of us. We are here preaching this very gospel that we have been sent to preach. Some may not understand what we are doing. Some may appear confused. Those of them not born in spirit to go and help bring about Biafra, they may not begin to comprehend the magnitude of this very work we have embarked upon. Only through resilience, only through good faith, will our fruit be born before our eyes, which is Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, hi, is it me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Director, hi. Good evening, sir.
Evening.
It's Pastor Benjamin Ndokuba Okereke from Leeds.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm from Ubele Mbudi in Imo State, area of Biafra land.
Thank you.
I just want to, as you are aware, Director, we had our first meeting yesterday, and it went successfully. We finished about 11 yesterday, so it was great. I just want to use this opportunity to thank all the members of Biafran that attended the meeting yesterday, and I encourage them to keep doing so. Also to announce that our next meeting has been scheduled for 13th of July. 13th of July, 4 o'clock at the same venue. Messages and text messages of the place will be given very soon, probably by next week. But I will still use this opportunity to say it's on 7 Ingram Close, Leeds, LS119SB, Lima Sierra 119 Sierra Bravo, and the phone contact is 0744-792489 or 0744-5732-274. And God bless all Biafran in the name of Jesus. And you, Director, and Uchemi Four, and host of all the board of directors that is working towards this program. May God bless you all and keep you for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much. The barrister has come back. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamuz, is with us. And the barrister will speak and we have to listen. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director. I heard Uchumefu earlier talking to you and in his advice, which we have to adhere to. Whilst we are restoring Biafra, many obstacles will come in different ways, shapes, and in different forms. But of course, we will overcome all of them because we are pursuing a righteous course to restore Biafra. It's like the activity of a doctor trying to preserve lives of people. That particular doctor will live long. What Radio Biafra is doing is to preserve life, to restore the freedom of all Biafrans, including those who are calling to disrupt what we are doing. We are not segregating who to restore their life or who to preserve their life. Everybody inclusive. So if it is within your power to disrupt what we are doing, is up to you and your family. I will advise you, if you are sensible, please give back the money of those who gave you to start to disrupt, disengage, or disturb what we are doing here. You will not benefit. It is not for your own goodness. Neither is it for your family's interest for you to disrupt a generation progress. It will be a curse upon you and your generation to come. Do not be an obstacle, a stumbling block for the restoration of Biafra. We told you this in good faith because we don't like the way our people are dying. We don't like what is happening to our people. Some people brought their time, their efforts to make sure that others would not die. I haven't seen anything wrong in what we are doing. I haven't seen any trespass that we have committed. We are here genuinely trying to restore dignity to our families, to our nation, and to where we came from. For those of you who are alien to our culture, those who do not believe in the rest of Biafra, please stay clear. It's fine if you don't want to join us. You will not be pulled in. But what you don't do is to disrupt or disorganize. It will be a curse upon you and your family and your generation to come. Because what we are doing here is more than spiritual fight. We are doing this out of goodness, out of the love we have for our own people. For you to ring, to instigate, to tentatively find out what we are doing here, to mock or to try and ridicule what we are doing here, you're not doing any service to yourself and to those who sent you. Radio Biafra is existing. Radio Biafra will restore Biafra because the response we are getting from our people out there worldwide is overwhelming, is inestimable, and it can never be disrupted. It can never be stopped. Our people can never be effaced. We are indelible. I will remain so. Therefore, bring out your support to supporting the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Do not stop what we are doing, or else Chukwa Biama will deal with you and your family. But as I'm here, I'm standing by any time, any day. God bless all Biafrans, whether foes, whether friends. God bless all of you, because we are here for the goodness of everybody, regardless whether you agree with us or not. We're here for everybody. Good evening once again.
Thank you very much. That was the very eminent barrister as usual. I wish sometimes that people will have the courage to pick up the phone and call rather than grumble. If you've been removed from Radio Biafra, you are removed for a reason. Insubordination will not be countenanced here. Regardless of who you are, you'll be out. Anything you have to say, pick up the phone and say it on the air, or else you're a coward. You are a coward. Anything, I will not cut the line. You can say whatever you want to say live on the air, if you are man enough. I am without fear before my enemies. No wonder you are not part of us anymore, because you're a coward. Anything you want to say, pick up the phone and call us on the air. We'll discuss it live, that the whole world may hear. I have no skeletons in my cupboard, none whatsoever. Not one single skeleton in my cupboard. Most of you don't understand freedom fighting. You don't know what it means. You cannot do it. Imam Memunya, you can't do it. You think it's easy? No, it's not. Unless Chukwu Abiyama determined that you should come. You are infinitely incapable of doing this. They say our people are very difficult. Who told you they are? They just want the truth. They just want transparency. And that's what they are getting. That is what they get. And that's what they will continue to get until Biafra comes. As simple as that. Some people are indeed mad. I understand what Uche is saying. Some people are sick in the head. We want them to try. We have stopped governments of the world. We have stopped criminals and they are dead in their tracks. How about a bunch of groveling fools? They are nobodies. They can't do anything. They are Igbo men. They can't do nothing. Because if they were men, you wouldn't have cattle rearers in their villages. You will not have Nigeria bomb them to smithereens and they do nothing about it. We are Biafrans. That is the difference between us and them. They are Igbo, but we are Biafrans. That is a very big difference. And this is Radio Biafra. We must take this very call. I love calls when it comes from Biafra land or from the zoo. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Sorry? Oh my. I don't want to bring the barrister back in because he will be livid. I don't want to bring the barrister in. We have a caller on the phone. Sorry, on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Iken Nawana Nei again.
Yes.
I have a very short thing to make. Iken Nawana Nei from Los Angeles. I hail from Bahia Zaji in Uru West, Biafra land. I have a quick thing, you know, to make. I would like to just remind you, there's a gentleman that called, he says he's in San Antonio, Texas. He's from Udi. Who is supposed to call you back after about an hour and a half.
Yes.
I would like you to remind him to call me. I'm the national director for U.S. to call me. Let him call me at this telephone number, 323-717-4222. 323-717-4222. We need an assembly. We need a family in San Antonio. We don't have any yet. He can help us start one. And also another quick announcement. We need some to manage our family members in Chicago zone. We need somebody to manage Chicago zone and also to manage Houston zone. We need a coordinators, to, you know, for Chicago zone and Houston zone. There are families there who are not meeting again because of some changes made. So they should call me at 323-717-4222 for Chicago zone and the Houston zone. And also there's a sister in Virginia who needs some help. And you know, if somebody can connect with her to sort of can start an assembly in Virginia. It's also, she called me at 323-717-4222. Thank you very much, my director. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you.
And bless you too. You are very, very attentive. You are always there waiting for people to call from the U.S. so that you can put them on the right track. And I'm sure that our people are listening. Our brother is listening. That is our national coordinator. You must please endeavor to make contact with them. Very, very important, please. He's our national in the USA, and from what I saw in Los Angeles, it was marvelous. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. We also, it's only 9:56. We must move to bring the program to an end. And I will go to the barrister to please conclude this very program for us today. It's been marvelous, hasn't it? Barrister, please.
All right, Director. Thank you. Thank you very much for today and every other day that you've been leading us into this serious struggle. And so far,
we can pat our backs, say so far so good, but not until we get to the promised land. We are still soldiering on. All of you out there who are very supportive to our quest, who are very supportive to the raising of funds, who are very supportive that Radio Biafra is on air. 24 hours now, p.m. and a.m. We thank you for your steadfast love. We thank you for being tenacious. We thank you for sticking with us. Of course, there will be distractors. There will be people who will discourage you. If you hold on to what you believe in, you can never be distracted. You can never be deterred if you have a principle, if you have what we call policy. People will not distract you. They will not dissuade you. Never will they discourage you because you hold on to what you believe in. Hold on to what you believe in. Chukwa Biama is the Alpha and the Omega. He is guiding all of us, leading us through Director, who is, of course, the pilot of the struggle. We thank all of you for everything, for your listenership, for your support, your contributions, your prayers, and for those people out there who are continuously thinking of Biafra and what can we do for the restoration of Biafra. God will bless all of you wherever you are individually. Today we are coming for the end of this particular program. Tomorrow, 7 a.m., Director will be there. We ask you to join us anytime. Until Biafra is restored, we ain't going to give up. We will not relax. We will not cease until we see the flags of Biafra being flown across of every Biafran village, town, and bridges and ridges across Biafra land. God bless Director himself, and God bless Biafra and all of you. Good evening and good night.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and an honor, as always, to work with you, to serve our country with you beside me. And I also thank Chukwu Abiama for the likes of Uchemefo. I thank Chukwu Abiama for him. Not because he was born an engineer. Not because Uchemefo pestered me for 2 years to fund the relaunching of Radio Biafra. For 2 years, he was at it every blessed day. Not because of his fortitude, his forthrightness, his frankness of opinion and his loyalty towards his country, Biafra, but for what he represents as a man. I like men that come and speak their mind, understand what we are doing and we march on, working for their country tirelessly. Those that can't stand are those we remove from Radio Biafra. Those that gossip. Those that did not contribute one penny. But they want me to hand over money being contributed by Biafrans to them. Those that want me to be very frivolous, to approve everything so that money can be spent recklessly. And I said no to them. I will not do it. Because we have conscience. They did not take an oath before Chukwu Abiam. I did. If you go to the Temple of Jerusalem, the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, to go and swear an oath before God, if you mess up, you will die. It's not a question of Jesus Christ. We are now living under grace. You can beg for under grace. That rubbish. You will die. People don't understand what we are doing. They don't understand the sacrifice that goes into it. They think we are like them. You think because you're hungry. You're hungry for power and wretched from very poor homes without the ability to feed properly in your life. You think others are like that? No, we are not. Some of us had very privileged education and privileged upbringing, I must tell you that. I grew up in the village, yes. But I'm not from a home where people scavenge, no, not at all. I went to the finest schools that money can buy. Not on scholarship. My parents put me through it. Therefore, we are highly educated. We must warn you. We know what we are doing. We are here to prove certain people and this cynicism wrong. We want to cut away the cancer of cynicism in the hearts and minds of Igbo people. That is why you are slaves to Hausa Fulani people, because you don't trust yourselves. You think this is another useless Igbo meeting? Chineke Okwu knock mad people. You think this is Igbo meeting? You are insane. It is not an Igbo meeting. This is Biafra. And as long as we march on, my conscience is as clear as anything you can imagine. When I say we are incorruptible, that is the meaning of it. Incorruptible. Whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. Peerless, unmatched anywhere in the history of freedom fighting. You are about to see what you have never seen before. You will marvel. When we started Radio Biafra, I told you, you will tell your children stories about us. Yes, we will fall out with people. Why not? Many more will join us. As simple as that. Once you leave Radio Biafra, your relevance is gone. We march on, fueled by this very belief that God sent us and not man. And there is nothing I will not sacrifice for my country. Not many of you can say that. I said there is nothing I will not sacrifice for Biafra. Everything I will give for Biafra. Everything. Biafra is a spirit. Abarakobu, it is a spirit. Unless you are born into the spirit, you will never understand it. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. People have been doing Biafra all their lives. How many of them have mobilized the world before? Now that people are trying to copy. I want to let them copy to see they cannot do it. Not because of anything we are doing. We are mere mortals. But Chukwu Abiyama has to appoint you to do something before you do it. There are other people. Do you know how many groups are working with at home? Do you know how many commanders are under our command back home? Do you know how many veterans we have? Do you know that the high command of the Biafran Army, 67 to 70, they are solidly behind us? We don't want to be announcing all these people every blessed day. We have partners across the board. Everywhere you can imagine. Most of you don't know that, and we can't tell you. Because it's like the dance of the seven veils. You peel it off one after the other, not all the time. You don't want your enemies to know what you're doing. The zoo cannot know our strength. Never. There lies our strength. Though for them not to know, there lies our strength. You have some idiots. You file your account with Nigeria. They look at you and say, these idiots. No wonder they relegate you to the background. Go and study how Israel got their independence before you talk rubbish about Biafra. We are unstoppable. No force made by man can stop. Ujuku said it. People that was, are we not discussing Biafra today? We are still discussing Biafra nearly 48 years after. We are talking about Biafra every blessed day. Who is going to stop us? Nobody. Because if you stop us, people who are worse than us will come. Ask them about Boko Haram. They killed Muhammad Yusuf, thinking, you know, Nigeria and their police shoot at sight. Now they are begging. Now, if there is any way they can bring back Muhammad Yusuf back to life, they will do it. That is what we're going to do to them. If a bunch of retards can shake them, imagine what we can do to them. All of you fighting because we're in the second phase to protect your fathers who are corrupt, to protect your corrupt uncles by attacking what Radio Biafra is doing, you have failed completely. The second phase is all of them who are corrupt, they will go on exile or they will die. Write it down on a piece of paper. They can send you as their children to be writing every blessed day, trying to save the corrupt image of your family. It is too late. Way too late. 100 men. And we have thousands upon thousands all over the world to choose from. Only 100 men. You people are finished. Go and tell your useless wayward father to pack their bags and get away from Biafra land. It's too late for them. No amount of rebel rousing, shouting and telling us about unity will so save anybody. No, it's too late. Way too late. This is Radio Biafra. We reconvene as the barrister says 7 a.m. tomorrow morning without fail. We cannot fail you. You will fail us, maybe. That is between you and your God. We cannot fail you. Never, ever will we fail you. Never. Because Biafra is what we are born to do. If Biafra does not come, then my life would have been a failure. Now, people want us to say what we don't want to say. If Biafra does not come, my life is an abject failure. I will take my own life on the road before everybody. They think we are here to joke. We are like them, going to useless, meaningless Igbo meetings for years. Useless, hopeless people without brain. You want to compare yourselves to us? You must be mad and out of your mind. We are a different breed. Write it down somewhere. We thank you for joining us this very day, this very evening from London. Regardless of where you are, please join us again 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. The same place, the same time. 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Every blessed day, you receive Radio Biafra, live and direct. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. 7 a.m. tomorrow, this same gospel will be preached relentlessly. And that is why this Biafra we mention all the time is our religion. On this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship God in truth and honesty. Heaven knows. Chukwu Abiamah can see the hearts of men. He knows our hearts are clean. And that is why any venture we go into, he turns it into gold for us. We don't have to do anything. Just pronounce it on air, it will happen. We are going to buy the weapons, you know that? Do you know that Biafrans are contributing the money for the weapons? We will buy it now. The same way we bought our transmitter. They are scavenging. Tell me this, tell me that. No, we can't tell you because you are vagabonds. On this platform, we continue our worship 7 a.m. tomorrow morning because Chukwu Abiamah himself is God. Only Chukwu Abiamah is worthy of praise and worship. I am not an idol worshiper. I worship Chukwu Abiamah in truth and honesty. That is why he will bless each and every one of you. All your families, all your relatives, all that is around you that believes in Biafra and the coming of this God's kingdom upon this very earth. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiamah will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good evening from London.